I'm James Danger. He's McGill, the boy wonder psychic, Leto.
Hello, dickheads.
Ramirez. And he is Ivy, the nature boy, Barthel.
Woo!
It'll pass.
A little bit better.
It'll pass.
Better than the other ones.
It's been way too long.
C-, I say.
Yeah. Way better than when I was trying, right?
This guy goes,
I've been practicing for 4 months now.
That's the best you can do after all that practice.
I think people look at me like a weirdo.
I think me telling you guys about it sounded better than the one I just did live.
Let me hear it one more time, man. Redeem yourself.
Now I'm on the spot.
Woo!
Yeah, oh, see? It's horrible. Man. Back to what you guys
remember. Christ.
When I try to emphasize it,
you know what,
it,
though? Every
away.
Time I see you, I associate you with disappointment, so it's all right.
My face is the example of disappointment.
And this is the Danger Hour, and you should feel honored to be listening to us right now, right, Leto?
Yes, you should.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, Ivy, how do you feel? Not you, Leto, because I know what you're going to say. What feelings? What feelings do you get when you hear it's time for Dodger baseball?
That gives me an instant semi.
Yeah, you're one of those guys, huh?
Right away.
I got to tell you, it fucking makes it annoys the fuck out of me.
And you are actually a Dodger fan, right?
All these, I'm not going to say that. All these people.
Well, okay, so let's just say this. For everybody in baseball, because I've spoke to so many people who fucking hate the Dodgers, but who love baseball. And Vin Scully is like the man. Like, you can hate the Dodgers, but you want to hear Vin Scully call a game.
He is legacy.
He is.
Definitely. He is the voice.
Isn't he the one that said, and there's a beach ball on the field, and the ball boys are trying to say, which one's going to go get it?
They use his voice
and
quite
there
often.
It goes.
No, what I was going to say was...
And the ball turned into a fat bald guy. And every time something weird happens, we say, that's good for Bart Simpson. Very good.
I was going to say that everyone is posting shit about the Dodgers and everyone's all fucking gung-ho. And it's like, I'm getting fucking angry about it. But then at the same time, it's like, I want to go to a game.
I don't mind that. But come on, everybody who's a baseball fan in general, get on their fucking high horse 3 games in. Like, oh yeah, if the season were to end today, we're going to be number one. Yeah. Like, fuck you, dude. There's 173 games in a season.
Close to
Chill
it, yeah.
the fuck out. Wait till like September.
Not even then, man. April happens and then everyone's like, yeah, cool baseball. May comes around. Huh, what's next?
Yeah. What's That's a monkey said last year. I think Dodgers weren't they in first place last year?
They were.
And like people are like, fuck yeah, Dodgers in the World Series. Like, shut the fuck up. It's still got a long way.
Exactly.
And at my ad. Yeah. All right. Monkey. So, you are a Dodger fan, though. I went to a game with you.
Yeah, we went. That's where you did your high Hitler. I got video of that.
Wait, what?
Excellent video.
I don't know. You said, I'm waving at someone, and I guess it looks like I'm saluting.
I'll show it to you on the next commercial break. It's fucking awesome.
But, dude, I want to go to a game. You down?
Fuck yeah, a few games. Do you get discounts by chance?
Discounts? No.
Dude, I want... Angels Dodgers next month.
Oh.
Let's do a freeway series.
Oh,
I'm not going to LA.
Fucking faggots. That's the only thing I hate. Well, I do hate Dodger fans,
that's
though.
Stadium's,
usually Dodger fans
ugly.
Are Raider fans.
Why do you got to go there?
Nah, you're,
looking for the,
assholes,
you're looking for the homeboys, though, man.
Yeah, for the most part.
Hey, fool. Yeah. Whatever.
But
some
people are just talking shit to talk shit, and they deserve a little beat down to.
I'm not saying they're talking shit. I'm just saying everyone's on the fucking Dodger bandwagon right now. Every LA fucking
asshole.
Baseball's
starting, man. You have to it's jump on the bandwagon, and if you start paying attention a little bit more than usual, then you stay aboard. If not, then you just fall off.
Leto, have you always been an Angels fan, like California Angels, or you came on the board like 2004, like
When they won the World Series?
Yeah, exactly. Like when most people, like it was always like 80-year-old men or 10-year-old boys.
You know,
so
that
like
one team
Angels.
With that one guy, he won it for us. I think when I moved to Orange County, I've always been one of those like root for the home team.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh boy,
that's why I don't really have a football team because again, I root for whoever's local. And
but then again,
the Chargers.
Yeah, I like them. I'll follow the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Those are all the Raiders' fucking adversaries,
I know.
Right there. Is that why you root for them?
I don't root for them, but I'll watch their games. But I'm not like fuck yeah, fuck them up. You know, it's like whatever. Like I like what. Well, not the Chiefs anymore, and you know the Broncos definitely got better to watch. But
hey, you brought up Vin Scully. So you know what I heard from some guy yesterday? Literally yesterday, he's like someone brought up Vin Scully, and I was listening. Like my ears perked up because I knew I was gonna do the show today, and I was hoping your ass would come. Wait, I asked you yesterday, huh? Was it yesterday?
My ass still can't come. I'm practicing that. But.
It is when I'm done, and it comes all night. No, so
That's gross.
Someone mentioned Vin Scully, and I'm like, oh. And I listened, and he goes, yeah, I heard he's a pedophile.
What?
And I was like, I didn't say anything. I'm just listening. They look at me. I was like, I don't know. And so the guy's like, fuck that, man. That's not true.
Never.
And he's like, yeah, I heard his, my friend says he's a pedophile. And he's like, well, why? It's in the front. He goes, why would he say that? And he goes, because every time like the game's on and there's like a kid in the fucking, they show a kid, like he's always like, hey, look at that little boy. Whoa, what a great guy. What all this stuff. And it's like the other guy's like, Dick, he just fucking maybe likes kids. And he goes,
he's an old
likes
man.
Kids no, dude, a lot.
He's a fucking pedophile.
Look at that kid. Look at those balls in the field.
Look so what are your thoughts?
It's not like he's saying, look at that 10-year-old
Have you ever got any impression from him
never
that he's a
had
pedophile?
That vibe. I've met that dude 4 times.
You've met him?
For he never signed my bobblehead when we stood outside his office for like 2 hours.
Maybe that's what pedophiles do. They don't sign bobbleheads.
Maybe if you were a 10-year-old kid, he would have signed some kind of a head.
I'm going to have to take one of my nephews.
You were too old.
Nephew Google would pat it on the ass and get this signed.
Hey, this is what the ball players do. Pat, pat.
Yeah, exactly. No, I never had that vibe from him. I wish he was my grandpa.
All right.
I would get touched like that all the time to be my grandpa.
What was that?
I'd be willing to get touched.
No, literally, not you. Listen, let me hear you one more time.
You think you talk? No. This is Lito's first day. I'd be willing to get touched for him to be my grandpa.
You hear that?
Vince Scully's the man.
And speaking of that, let's move on to gay or nay.
Gay! There's a tingle in my butthole!
Nay! I'm manly!
Gay or nay? Gay or nay? Gay or nay?
This is gay or nay!
Oh, man. That's the best production value I've heard on this show before. Ever.
Because it was with love.
Man, that's awesome.
He said that for some reason that one was the fastest one.
Oh yeah, it was so easy to put together. I mean, it was just great.
He had a cup of Merlot, you know, some candles.
Merlot. No, it was White Zin.
Yeah. Yeah. The motivation and inspiration just, you know.
All right, Ivy, and those of you who are listening now that don't know what the fuck we're talking about with our gay song, it's a situation that you question whether or not you or maybe someone else is gay.
I was about to say, oh, okay.
And we discuss it, and we give our judgment.
I love this because I already knew what it was because I seen a webisode of this dude post up that I'll reference to everybody later that you guys got to watch. It's pretty fucking funny.
Hey, don't be plugging into the people with our fucking gay segment. What's the matter with you? He's already jumped ship, huh? Fucking guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Gay.
Lito.
Let me tell you about this other podcast.
Lito, you have a gay or nay. Is that true?
It's a gay or nay that's out there, and I want to see what the hell's the point of this is.
Okay. Well,
this is what I came across.
I will allow it.
So I've been closing lately, and I've been watching morning fucking TV, and Price is Right is one of the shows that has passed my eye. And have you guys seen it lately?
Is Drew Carey still doing it?
Yeah. He's kind of scary looking.
Yeah, he's kind of...
Since he lost all that
like,
weight or what?
He's like, yeah, his hair is very wiry.
You know what? Bob Barker was a dickhead, but I miss him.
Yeah, but he was a funny dickhead, though.
Yeah, I guess you can say. I liked how he insulted people. Or like the girls would want to hug him, and he'd be like, "All right, get out of here."
He was that perfect old man, you know, grouchy. You know, he only hugged the people he wanted to hug. You know, he was very just like you, yes, you.
And it seemed like there was, "Hey, Bob, I'm glad to be here." All right. So pick your number. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Some days he definitely did have. He pull out his old man card.
Oh yeah.
You know, hey, hurry up.
And then at the very end, go ahead and spay or neuter your pets. It's like, yeah. Shut the. Wow, that was his fucking stand in the world.
It seemed like, it seemed like more towards the end, all he wanted to do was just go home, off into the sunset.
Wasn't he fucking one of those hot chicks on the set?
I'm more than assuming that he was fucking more than one of the hot chicks.
God, those chicks were hot as fuck, dude. They know how to pick them on that show.
Okay,
okay,
perfect.
Oh, that's what you're getting from.
Segue.
Oh,
this is my gay or nay part. Okay.
So well, that's what we're doing. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. So as I'm watching, right, it's the very first time I've seen it in a while, and the you know girls fucking playing the game, and there's 3 prizes. There's a barbecue, hot chick. There's a TV, let's just say, hot chick, and there's a quad, dude.
What?
I had no idea.
It was a dude.
It was a dude.
A dude model.
It was a dude model guy.
A dude model. I've never seen a dude model.
And I see, I didn't. Here's the thing,
man.
I was at the gym, so there was no volume on it.
Uh oh.
Is that what explained when you got the boner?
I'm like, oh my God, I'm working out so much harder.
And I was in a sauna, and that's why I was so sweaty.
And my hand just started exploring.
Okay.
That's the gay or nay part. And my gay for such a month. Anyways. So I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought maybe this guy was from Kawasaki or something like that. And, you know, hello, this is our brand new vehicle, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I can let it pass my head. And the next day I noticed he was back and, you know, showing up the press.
Same model
and,
guy, dude?
Yeah, it was so weird because, you know, the girls, they're like, oh, you know, their hand gestures are very flowing and erotic and they're doing their sluttish things that they're doing. And this dude, he gets like the masculine prizes if there's such thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, he got that motorcycle and, you know, the girls are like, you know, like, oh, I'm riding a bike. I'm riding the bike. I'm going fast. You know, this dude, he's like, yeah, I'm gunning it. Yeah, this thing kicks ass, you know?
I hate it, dude. It's not a gay or nay. It's
America saying that, you know, what's that, affirmative black shin? I mean, it's one of those
things. It's the gay thing. They've got to have guys also. Because it can't be like, oh, you only have girls for guys. Where's the guys at?
It's the same shit. I'm still throwing hot though, man.
So it's not gay or nay. It's literally gay. It's because it's the gays.
I was about to say, especially a model on like something that's not running. I could understand if this dude's like on an actual fucking course with it, but this guy's pretending to be like, "Ooh, look how fast it's going!" Like, no, you're a fucking fag on a thing that's not even turned on.
Well, the thing
right
is you know, when they win the prize, they usually go, you know, if it's a guy or a girl, they usually go hug the models because that's the only time they could touch them. You know, what's the course of action at that point? You know, you win the guy's prize, like,
you shake his hand.
High five.
All right, Mitch. Hey. How you doing? Okay, now you go over there and stand. Hey, bro, where are the girls at? Bring them over here.
At least bring Drew
back. Yeah, do you know what? Fuck this, man. There's something American about the hot chick.
But fuck this?
Did I?
He might have. We might have to go to the tape. Let's go to the tape.
I just want
to
drink
it's
anyways.
It's worth a review.
Yeah, I'll just drink anyway. I'm a little thirsty.
Me too.
Here's to you, Ivy.
Here's to the butt fuck this. It was really, I don't know, dude. Like I said, I thought it was maybe just a one-time thing. I thought it was maybe something they're featuring. And he's been on every fucking time.
Nah, yeah, I want to say
that. He's not even that good looking.
Because there's something American about it, dude. You see a hot chick next to a fucking, muscle car.
Exactly.
You know, and if the show's been like this forever, it's like In-N-Out. Don't fucking, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Leave it alone. There's hot chicks that are showing things off. Okay, already the talk show bullshit is for women in the morning. Okay, so they're already gonna watch it because they're fucking women. Oh, let's watch The Price is Right. Let the guys have the fucking girls at least. Okay, because sometimes you get sucked into watching that bullshit show.
Exactly. And Bob Barker days, that would have been a double D bitch
that would never
a bikini
have
fucking sitting on that thing.
They would have been showing off a fucking prize package of DVDs and TVs, and they would still come out and, you know, skimpy thongs and
this fucking country, dude. It's getting too correct.
Fucking perfect, dude. Took it right out. Too politically correct for their own fucking good.
That's
everything
exactly what
has to be PC. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, no, there's no reason to have fucking loser awards for kids who play softball. You get a trophy because you lost, but you tried. Like, fuck you.
I just spoke about that on the last show I did.
Really? It's fucking horrible. Yeah. It's just across the board. This country is getting so fucking soft.
That's the pacification of America.
What's that?
That's the pussification of America.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We're talking this is that. I don't know if this is really pussification or more just we got to make everything equal because people are going to get offended. Fuck yourself.
It's everything. Like,
let them get offended.
There's rights taken away from people on a daily basis and they don't even think about it like that.
Do you think people actually took the time to write in? Well, how come there's no guys on the show? How come they're not doing this modeling stuff?
That's why I love listening. Like, one reason I love Kevin and Bean is they're honest about it. They keep saying it all the time. One person complains about it, they do a movement. And they were, like, behind Jesse Penney's, for example, like, because they have Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
They had them as a spokesman in that stupid 40,000 moms, which there's only, like, 250 members. We're like boycotting them, and JCPenney was one of the first to be like, no, fuck you guys.
That's,
like,
I respect the fuck out of that.
Exactly, dude, because so many people crumble to that shit, and that's where we're at. Me and my brother were looking at some 80s movies where we looked at their ratings, and back in the day there was this one called The Gate where it's the gates of hell opens up in this kid's backyard. Stephen Dorff is the little kid. Dude, it's PG-13. You look at the clips, that would be rated R today.
It's a freaky movie, man.
It is. It's fucking badass. I remember what movie, that movie.
What are we talking about?
That's where like the little creatures go together to make one big man, mm-hmm. and then he falls over and they break into little creatures yep. again.
Oh. Dude, the girl's calling for help and she jumps on the phone and it turns into a tongue. It's like, bah.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, what are we talking about?
This movie called The Gate.
On Netflix.
It's from the 80s, but dude, it's PG-13.
Oh. I started watching it with the kids.
It would be rated R today.
I was like, I don't think it was that bad. It's in the 80s. And then we started watching it, and Ellie's like, you better change this because the tree's like, brrr.
Yeah. Dude, the original Eva Dead, that was like one of the famous scenes. There's a rape scene with a tree, which they kept in the new one.
Oh, I see.
I've heard.
Oh, it's a remake?
It's a remake, yeah.
Remake.
Some guy told me it's not a remake.
No, it's a remake. It's not a one-for-one thing. It's not about Ash, who was Bruce Campbell as the character.
Oh.
He's in it, I don't know to what capacity, but it is a remake, but I heard it's phenomenal.
Hey, so I saw that Happy Tree Friends, just if we're fucking going badass. Off this tangent.
Uh-huh.
That was horribly delightful.
Good, right?
And you said, how long did you let your kids watch?
They were already watching when I came in the room. They already seen like an episode or two. And then we watched like a couple more. And I'm like, okay, that's enough, dude. I mean, it was like, I even said, this is wrong.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's like, and then after the next episode, I'm like, nah, this is not fine. They're not watching it no more. It's not good.
No, because well, they open up with the giggly voices they have.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, fucking someone's face is getting
it's fucking taken
off with a razor blade.
It was itchy pretty scratchy. It was pretty crazy.
Dude, it's exactly itchy and scratchy, Ren and Stippy to like on steroids. It's just ridiculous. It's so awesome.
I definitely told Babadoo because our nephew likes to come over and watch Netflix. I'm like, you see this? Never turn it on for him. Ever.
Well, at least it's not on Netflix Kids, right? Because you know how you have the option, Netflix
not,
or Netflix
no,
Kids?
It's not. It's
that's
not.
A pretty cool option. I was playing with that the other day. I was like,
but you know what's fucking gay about it?
Well, this is
speaking
cute.
Of gay or nay.
Is this your gay
you know
or
what's
nay?
Fucking gay about it?
Did we settle on his gay or nay? Gay, right?
Yeah,
think
well,
we all voted for gay.
I knew it was completely gay. I knew that there was definitely
I didn't
movement.
Say it was gay. I said
I knew there was definitely a movement behind it. Somebody said, oh no, there's only women, yeah. You know?
That's for sure.
It's got to be equal.
Based on that, I'll say it's, well, I don't know. That's a tough one, man, because it's not like gay, but it's.
I mean, he doesn't look the type.
It doesn't
but
make
then again,
you gay.
There's no such thing as a type.
Well, the thing is, if you're going to have.
This segment is about are you
it?
Gay or not for whatever it is.
Am I gay that I watched the show just to see him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. Yeah. Let me see.
Okay, here's what's gay about the kid.
I bet
$20 thing, right?
To see he comes out naked.
So there's a kid feature on Netflix, right? That you can pick one or the other when you open it up.
Netflix,
so I always
Netflix
tell my kids, you don't click on the adult one. You click on the kid one. Okay.
You better don't.
So they do. So they do it every time. Always the kids one. But here's what's fucked up. When I go to the adult Netflix, it goes, here's recommended for you. And it's all fucking cartoons and kid shit. Because of what the kids watch all fucking day.
Mm-hmm. I
and
hate
it drives
shit,
me nuts. Wait, why do you know? You don't have any
because
kids.
Because I give out my Netflix password to my sister and a friend of mine. And my friend takes care of her niece, but my sister obviously, she takes care of her niece. My sister has my niece. And they watch that shit. So all of a sudden, it's always like recently watched. I'm like, I didn't see this shit. What the fuck is that? Or recommended?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only reason I know.
Like,
but
you'll
that's
go down like five categories, all fucking like elementary grade bullshit.
Yeah.
They invade my recently watched, which I usually used to use for myself. And now it's like, I have to dig in fucking.
Well, whose fault
deep.
Is it but other than yours, dickhead?
I know.
Change
I should
your
be,
password.
Like, fucking flex for the eight or.
Change your password.
Spread the $8. Come on. If I can do it, you guys.
Change
can.
Your password and say, oh, I got rid of it.
I got hacked.
Because you
I know I got
Five
rid of it
goes
right?
West.
That was a badass.
All right,
movie.
Here's my gay or nay.
Yeah,
five.
Here's my gay or nay. The other day,
did he ever make it?
Two
west?
Days ago, I was making a phone call, and I'm walking through the hall. You know, I'm on the phone. I get to like the living room area, and I'm like, and I stop because that's where the good reception of the house is in that little fucking spot.
He's got
it
all mapped
I gotta
out.
Stand there, so I'm standing there, and I'm talking. At the corner of my eye, I see movement on the floor, and I'm like, and I'm alone. And I was like, what is that? And I move my head, and it's a long fucking lizard on, like, the carpet in the living room, right? Just, like, walking slowly with this, like, 6-inch tail. I was like, oh.
Was he just like, don't mind me, I'm just.
Yeah, he was just, like, cruising.
I'm
like,
just crossing
he was
by.
Casually walking by. So, like a bitch. Like
I'm
a bitch.
I'm a lounging lizard.
I go to my daughter's room and I get this plastic.
You go to your daughter's room running like a bitch. Yeah.
I get this plastic container, right? Like one of her like plastic drawers for her fucking thing.
Yeah.
Her, I don't know what it's
called. Was there stuff in there? Oh no, there's a lizard.
Wait. So here's my plan. My plan is go over there, put the thing on it, put like a book underneath, slide it, go outside and throw them in the fucking bushes.
Classic.
Okay. That's what you're saying for the show. Your real plan was
this is what I did.
Put something on it and wait till Natalie got home.
That's what he thought. Yeah. Now we're about to hear what happened.
So I walk in, I have Natalie, the fucking container. I put it over, I sneak, and he sees me and he's like, I can see him going like, ah, fuck you. But he's not going that fast. And like I managed to get the thing over the whole fucking lizard and I have it trapped. And I'm like, great. I gotta find something, you know. And as I'm looking around, the door opens and Natalie walks in and she looks at me and she's like, what is that? What are you doing? And I'm like, I got a lizard under here. And she's like, what? I was like, yeah, I got a lizard. I trapped it.
Not the first
like,
time she heard that.
I was like, now I need something to put underneath. Give me something. And she's like, why don't you just fucking pick it up?
She's like a bitch.
She's like, my brother used to pick him up all the time when she was a kid. And I'm like,
wow.
And then I was like, so then I was like, just give me a fucking book. So she grabs me something. I slide underneath. I go out there and I throw it in the fucking, I throw it in the bushes. And I come back in and I instantly get my phone and go, get your name. Here we come. And I post it in. So my question is, are you guys like me or would you have fucking picked it up? Don't lie, dude.
I swear to God.
Uh-huh.
I picked that bitch up.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't see my fucking natural fucking history fucking pictures that I did with that little lizard?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That thing's crazy.
Come on, you even fucking... oh, no, it's not a salamander. It's a skink.
Dick, you took a picture of it. You weren't holding it.
I was holding that bitch.
You were?
Yeah. There's that other picture where I fucking took a picture of that spider. I didn't hold it, but I got pretty close. It's a little spider in my web.
So you would pick it up? You too, Nature Boy?
Definitely. Done it plenty of times. That's super
so
gay.
So I'm a fag.
You are fucking gay for that.
Okay, so gay or nay?
Gay.
Super gay.
Gay.
Dude, I'm not that guy. I've always been like, I don't know, it's icky. I don't want to touch it.
Is it? And that's one thing I wanted to ask you. Like bitches do. Is it because of the texture thing? Is every time I ask a girl, it's the texture. Like they
slimy.
Hate the texture of it.
I just don't want to touch it. I don't know. I don't want to pick it up. I don't want to grab anything.
Why'd you pretend it was like a dick?
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe you're not a pedophile after all.
Yeah.
You just don't like geekiness.
Great. I'm glad you gave that assessment after this.
So
I'm a fat. Most guys would pick those fucking things up,
huh?
Yeah. I'm so glad that Natalie walked in at that point and totally called you out.
Because
she wouldn't pick it up.
Here, bitch. Here's one of your magazines to pick it up.
Some of your women's fitness. All right. Okay. I knew that was coming, to be honest. You know what? For sure, I thought you were going to say you never touched them. Lito.
Okay. Even as
that lizard,
a youngster,
I fucking grabbed that bitch. I'm the critter wrangler.
But it was long.
What else I was going to ask? Like, think about your dumber days where we all thought we were invincible and nothing could bad happen to us. Like, 10, 9 years old, just pick it up and fucking throw it somewhere, like at your sister?
Nah, I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I didn't want to get bit. I was always afraid I'd get bit.
All right, so you've just always been a pussy.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Dude,
Because that's one funny thing is there's shit I did as a kid.
A pussy.
There's some shit I did as a kid that I would not do as an adult.
Like what?
Because I'm just a little bitch about
like
that.
Like taking the ass?
Well, like heights. I used to fucking climb trees all the time. Now I get past like the fourth step on a ladder. I'm like, what's going on? Vertical spells and shit. Like, what the fuck is this about?
I got that one.
Oh, who are the fangs now? I can't climb a ladder.
Who's the punk ladder now?
Okay, ladder was an extreme.
Animals is a different thing, though.
Ladder's an extreme. I go rock climbing. I can do an 80-foot rock wall, no problem. But
wait, how is animals a different thing? Fuck you, dude. Huh? An animal can hurt you. Bites. A ladder is just fucking sitting there.
That's a lizard.
An animal bites.
And not an animal. We're not talking about a fucking cougar.
Maybe it's a poisonous lizard. I don't know the fucking species of lizard.
If you said there was a black widow, all right, I can understand you not wanting to
pick those up all the time.
Not, I know. All the dangerous stuff. He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, the brown recluse? I have three.
Dude, my father-in-law, when he was still alive, he was selling a car.
What
and there was a fucking no.
By the way, when he was alive,
before he was murdered.
But enough about him.
Yeah. Enough about his untimely. But he opened up the hood or something like that, and there was a big fucking spider in there. And the guy that was gonna buy the car, oh no, totally bitched out. He's like this. He picks it up and he fucking throws it.
What?
It was a black fucking widow, dude. This guy was fucking hardcore.
Is that how he died?
No. Sadly, he was bit that day. Yeah. Dude. Now, this is the same guy that my brother-in-law, like, he told him to pick up the shits in the backyard. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not going to get it. He's like, it's dry. Just pick it up.
What? With his hands?
He told him, pick it up. It's nothing. Just pick it up.
It's like, sanitary, no, it's dry.
He's like, I'm going to get a shovel or something like that. He's like, is that this? He fucking picked it up and threw it at him. That's awesome. You got to fucking, that's fucking awesome.
He's old school Mexican. That's what he is.
Fuck yeah.
I'm a fucking fag, dude.
Yeah, especially going based off of this, his lizard experience. I don't know if you guys seen it, but news bloopers are some of the funniest things you could watch. And there's this dude, he's a black guy, and he's helping this like animal wrangler. And the animal wrangler is holding a fucking snake. And he's interviewing this guy, and they're in the studio, and a fucking lizard, like you're describing, just like maybe 4 inches long, like a lizard you find in your backyard, jumps on his suit, and he makes the weirdest fucking noise. He's like, and he fucking falls backwards because he's scared shitless. And the animal wranglers, everybody's in the studio is just laughing at this dude. He's just so fucking gay. We got to post that for this section because
they got a perfect example. Like that. You see that one where the black weatherman? He literally, he's like a cockroach in the face. Like, oh my God. Yeah,
that's a huge one. It comes back. It says like 10 minutes later. Back for more.
How big was this lizard?
It was fucking long.
Like, no. How big was it? That's a snake, dude.
That's how long it was, dude. Like the tail was fucking 6 inches on its own. And then the body was like another 6 inches. It was long as fuck.
It was a foot long.
It's a foot long.
Foot long. What it, was it nice and thick?
But it was like a small head, right? Like a quarter or something.
I mean, it was a good sized fucking lizard, man.
I'm surprised it didn't turn you on, first and foremost.
Oh, Christ. All right.
Something slithering, running up against you.
Just moving around.
Anyway.
Like a little lizard.
Let's move forward.
He's like, this just fell out of my ass.
Did you look? So I'm gay. Did you see it moving around? Did you first think it was your dildo?
How did that get out here?
How did black, that slip out?
Black, slender, and a little shiny.
All right. Go fuck yourselves, guys. I'm gay, and I will accept it, but I will not hear any more of this. Lito, it's come to my understanding that you
don't
recently...
get a gay or not moment?
Huh?
A gay or not gay moment, or whatever we're calling nay. This? Gay or nay?
You
gay.
Have one?
Gay not about not myself, gay. But I got one about a friend that's fucking hilarious.
Okay. Do you know okay. this works, though, right? It's just a question.
Is he
I know, and hilarious? That's what I'm going to ask you, gay or nay. Okay. And it's going to be obvious, but
so
I love the story.
So he kissed me, gay or nay.
He was kissing me, so I'm not gay.
He was telling me how to do woo with his dick.
He's like, if you could do it with my dick in your mouth, you could do it by itself. Yeah. No, so next door at my homie Richard's house, we're sitting at on
shout
his
out
bench.
To Richard.
Big Rich. We used to love smoking weed there. We called it the dugout. It was the best. It was called the dugout because he had a bench in front of the garage.
Oh, we know this one.
I don't know about on the podcast, but so all our friends is there. We have Andreas. I won't say the last name.
Andres?
Starts with an A, though.
Oh,
ends
I know
with
him.
An O.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait. No, I don't know him.
He lives like a block away from here. But anyways, we see a gorgeous girl coming out with some dude or whatever. And we all pay attention to the girl. Like, look at those titties over there. And then all of a sudden, Andres decides to say, damn it. Don't you guys hate when you see a fine ass guy with an ugly ass chick? Gay or nay?
I will say that's not gay.
Not gay?
No.
Why not gay?
Because I've been there also.
I've said that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it. Like it even works the opposite way where you say, how is that hot chick with this ugly fucking dude?
I think that's even gayer.
How the fuck is it more gay?
Because now you're looking at the chick and you're checking out the dude more than you're checking out the chick.
No. What I'm saying is, maybe a little bit. What I'm saying is, just looking at a couple that doesn't add up.
I can't see his dong outline in his pants.
It doesn't add up. I think that guy said it the wrong way. How come girls with such a good looking dude? What do you say?
I hate when I see fine ass guys with ugly ass girls.
That's what he said.
The simple question is gay or gay. Nay. Yeah, I don't care how he would have said it.
That's gay.
Right?
That's okay, gay. Okay. You. The way, yeah, his delivery makes him gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The delivery, exactly. And he very.
I'm going
to
show
emphasized.
I'm gonna shut my mouth now because that's gay.
Just take it in the face like you normally do.
Yeah,
you
know?
Gay it just takes me back to that Dumb and Dumber, you know, when he's like, whoa, look at the buns on that. Yeah, he must work out.
That, speaking of that movie, you know what line just barely hit me a few years ago after watching it when I was like 10 or 11?
What?
Was when he's going to get pulled over by, you know, the CHP guy on the motorcycle.
Pull over. No, it's a cardigan, but thanks for asking. Yeah, man, killer boots.
That line did not hit me until
that's
I was
my
like,
movie mystery.
Like 8 times after I watched it. I was like, pull over. Oh, a pullover.
Really?
A hoodie. Yeah.
I got that when I was a fucking kid.
Dude,
I didn't know what a cardigan was, but I was pretty sure you meant.
I had no clue what a cardigan was. I didn't know what a pullover or hoodie was.
I still don't know what a cardigan is, but I know.
The weather was cold. We wore an extra shirt. Like, we didn't have sweaters. Unless your mom knitted a poncho for you. It just didn't happen.
So. All right. So I think we're all gay on these topics, right?
Apparently.
Yep. Lito?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What did you get? Like, gay or nay on that?
Well, I mean, it wasn't against me, but I think, yeah, no, that is, well, yours is fucking gay.
Yeah, it's not me.
I mean, especially the way
he, I stand corrected.
Especially the way he said it, where he's like, oh, look at that fine ass guy.
Wait,
blah,
okay,
blah,
hold
blah.
On. Wait a second.
The same guy who, like, 2 weeks later says, if I run out of shirts, I wear my mom's.
But wait a second. Is this guy just off the wall and has like a twisted sense of humor?
I've known this dude since like sixth grade and we were all thrown back. We were like, we've never heard him talk like this. All of a sudden he's talking about sucking cock.
But if I would have said it, you would have been like, yeah, this guy's being a silly dude.
Oh yeah, you're just being a bitch.
So he's not that bitch. He's got that.
No, not at
all. He's a straight dude.
Yeah.
When it comes to personality wise.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that issue. But let's move on. Lito, it's come to my understanding that you were recently in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Yes, I was.
Yeah?
It was awesome. Beautiful.
Okay, let me ask you one question and one question only. Is there anything, any stories that you have that are worth sharing? They're not going to waste our viewers' time, listeners' time, and are going to entertain us to the max.
Shit, fuck our listeners. Us. You could easily delete this segment.
No, I didn't have any like crazy funny stories. I mean, it was just one of those, you know,
it was
a great
boring
time.
Fucking trip. A regular little trip.
It was a
saying.
Great. What are you talking? You don't know. You don't know. Shit.
You went there,
you
man.
Know,
you
shit.
Don't know.
You don't know.
It was a great fucking time. Many drunk people.
I seen the. You seen the video of this dumbass on the dance floor?
No.
Where he rips his shirt off like fucking, what is it, Hulk?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the same, the screenshot that your buddy, what's his name?
My brother-in-law.
Fucking guy.
Yeah. That shit's fucking funny, dude. I was laughing
at
that.
It was cool because the club was passing out a bunch of fucking swag, you know? Like, they're passing out sleut shirts. Well, the shirts that the sleuts wear. They were passing out, like, glow sticks and hats and glasses. And there's this one part where they were throwing out inflatable boom boxes and blow up dolls. I so wanted to get a blow up doll.
Oh fuck yeah. I want to try it. Don't you? Have you tried it before?
Have but I the thing tried was, a blow up doll?
Yeah.
No. I partnered with a blow up doll.
Yeah.
I've not tried one.
I've never. Well, maybe that's why I was trying to grab one.
Oh.
It was magical.
You're right there with me.
No, but I've never touched one. You know, I would imagine they're sharp and pointy and kind of offsetting.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wasn't over the edge drunk yet. I knew what I was doing. But I just remember reaching out and the lights and sounds were, you know, I see my hand in front of me with drunk eyes and I feel like dolls limb kind of stretching out. But really, I probably look like a retard because this thing is probably about 20 feet in front of me. And I'm like, almost there. Almost there. And it's like, no.
Would you fuck a blow up doll?
Depends on how he looks. Oh, what?
If you would have got one of those things, would you have tried it?
I would imagine it hurts. I would try sticking my finger in first just to see. All right? No? What?
Ivan?
No.
You wouldn't
unless
try
it's
it?
One of those sophisticated like silicone.
Oh,
fucking
no, fuck you. I'm putting my dick in anything
dolls?
I can find.
Yeah, no, blow up doll. Just because, again, you've touched plastic before. Like, would your dick feel that good going into something that dry? Like, fuck all that.
Isn't it like some kind of like lubricant?
I have no clue. I would imagine no. Yeah, there's still. Okay, so there's. Say there's lubricant. I don't know.
I'm
so down.
I'd
rather just use my hand.
I'm fucking down.
Because your hand, you get as many pressures as you want. I don't think the blow-up doll gives that to you. Once you wear
it out,
it
just seems like it would hurt.
Yeah. But it feels like. Dude, but it's like you're holding it.
Because you would think the ridges that go inside the pussy would like start cutting up your dick.
Like, I'm sure these these fucking guys have engineered this thing pretty well where you wouldn't get hurt. Okay?
How do we make this vagina not.
I'm sure again, they probably have like 40 years of fucking. I'm sure there's 40 years
just
of
40 years
experimentation. 40 years. I don't know how long has the blow dump been around.
I would imagine forever.
I was about to say how long has sex been around. Like yeah, that's the.
I would imagine that's the second thing they figure out after plastic was invented. Okay, plastic we could make for containers. Oh, and fuck dolls.
Yeah. How would that container be with your dick?
Okay, fine. After 100 years of research and experimentation, they've got to figure it out by now, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to go with the very sophisticated stuff, but if it's the shit you're going to get from China, I'm pretty sure it has ridges in it. It's going to fuck you up.
That's why you can fuck a Chinese girl. And you're not cheating on your woman. I'm fucking doing it, dude. I'm going to get a black chick.
Should we all try?
Just so I can say I did a black chick. You know?
You could.
No. Huh? I think you're on your own on this one, buddy.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Who the fuck in the right mind fucks a blow-up doll, though? Like, even if you did not have a woman.
Be in your right mind, though.
I would do it.
If you really think about it, a person in his right mind doesn't masturbate as much as some people.
That's true. I guess so. The answer is
it's just something to mix it up, baby doll. Just
apparently.
Yes, he just did call you baby doll.
All right, so besides a potential blow-up doll, nothing really happened worth mentioning.
I mean...
Oh, wait. I see what's happening.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
No, I mean, I was apparently a zombie. I pooped in the club. I mean, in the bathroom at the club.
Ah, man. I thought you were
going to say you would have just dropped trowel on the dance floor. I got a lot of shit for this.
That would have been, that would have been awesome if you would have shit yourself.
I had
dance floor.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, no.
Drop it like it's hot. Yeah. Oops.
Exactly.
I got a lot of shit
hot
for
and
it.
Steamy.
You know, I got a lot of shit for it because, you know, we
went fancy and got table and bottle service at this very exclusive club.
Of course. Okay. Okay. Great.
And
I've been waiting for this. What type of booze did they bring you? What name brand?
Sky Vodka.
Grey Goose. We had.
They bring you Grey Goose?
Bring you?
Yeah. Well, no, you buy this shit, dude.
Yeah. How much is a bottle? Like $150?
Oh, that's.
Just the service alone was like what? Over six?
No, we were paying. I think there was 20 of. No, I think maybe 16, 15 of us, 17 of us. 15 to 20 of us. Everybody paid about $250.
What?
Yeah. $250 a person. I mean, the thing is when you go to these clubs, I never got it either. But the experience is so fucking awesome, dude. I'm going for my 30th birthday. If you want to experience it one time, I know, you know, a lot of people are like $250 at a club. It is fucking awesome, dude.
That's a lot of fucking money.
It is a lot of clams.
One question. Did you share an area or did you? All right.
So this is what happens. You know,
we walk in without a line. Thank you very much, fuckos.
And, you know, this club is, you know, it's the bee's knees, as the people call it.
What club is it?
It's Club Haze at the Cosmo. Yeah. Cosmo?
I think I heard about that one.
Okay. So we walk in. My brother-in-law, he does a lot of business with clientels. And
Pinky
basically,
up.
He's a drug dealer. He's,
this dude's fucking awesome. But he knows the fucking promoters and everybody. I mean, he gets us in. You know, there's 400 people. Like, I took that picture. Literally 400 people outside, and we walk in 5 minutes later. Because, one, we have the bottle service. Two, he's just always there with clients and everything like that. So he knows all the dudes, and we're just fucking walking in. But you get your own fucking table. That's obviously cool. If you're one of the regular jack-offs. You're just, it's standing room, and the bar, it's pretty fucking crazy because you got a billion people, mm-hmm. and the bar is maybe about 25 feet long. Mm-hmm. So to get an drink... I don't know, but I imagine it's not the easiest fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the table service, you got your own fucking spot. You got the, you know, we had two tables. We had chairs, lounge, whatever. And you get servers and they serve you drinks. So while you're running low, they give you fucking, you know, you ask for a shot, they give you a shot. You ask for a mixed drink, they give you a mixed drink. Obviously, whatever you buy, that's what you get. So we had the Magnum bottles of Grey Goose and the Don Julio Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Silver.
Yeah.
So that shit's over there. It's going to be like three times the amount how much it is over here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
More.
Yeah, or more. So we had a couple of those. And then they also had, I think somebody brought out some Dos Equis. But it was fucking cool because you just have your own little spot. Obviously, you can walk around wherever you want, but. We had our own security guard. He was kind of keeping, you know, all the regular jackhouse behind the line.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool because the bathroom, you have to pass through everybody fucking dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, he's like, oh, okay, come on. And he walks us through the fucking back and like around and back into the fucking place. I mean, it's crazy because it's night and day. It's like fucking club going, billions of people rubbing up on each other, lights, sound, music, everything like that. You pass the doors, white, sterile, and clean. And you can't even hear the music. Mm-hmm. And then you fucking open the door to go to the restroom, come back to the room. And like my brother-in-law called me a zombie because I guess I was walking through there just like, you know, I was already fucking hammered by this time. So
did you puke?
I've never puked.
But you did shit
in the club. So this is where I was getting. This is where I was getting exactly. Fucking. All right. So when I drink tequila, I get the dads. If nobody ever heard of me referring to the dads, it's day after drunk shits. Okay. Whenever I have a lot of tequila, I have the dads. So I was having a lot of tequila that night and it just fucking hit me. And this club, the bathroom toilet, it probably is the only place where it's not meant for an actual shittery. I had to go, dude.
What do you mean?
No, everybody's fucking in and out, in and out. Oh, mind you, this fucking bathroom attendant was awesome. Welcome to the bathroom. Welcome to the bathroom. May your piss be delightful. Welcome to. I thought I was fucking drunk and imagining this. I was talking to my brother-in-laws after that. They're like, he did fucking say that.
He said those words exactly?
He said those words. Welcome to the bathroom. Yes. Well, welcome to the. These guys were fucking awesome.
Would you like our complimentary cock handler?
Would you like a worm ham?
Was he a black guy?
No, he's a little Mexican guy.
Oh, okay. I imagine a black guy saying it. It's just funnier to me.
Hey there, welcome to the bathroom.
No, like with a white guy voice. Welcome to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah.
Doing a little tap dance.
So you're telling me that the guys were just in and out, piss, 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 piss. I got to poop. And you walk in and you're like closing the door and they're like, hey, what the fuck is this guy doing? He doesn't know the rules.
I definitely fucked up the fucking gears.
You set some guys back.
I was in there for like a good 15 minutes.
Oh,
dude.
Boy.
Wow. I went, dude. I didn't fucking care.
So you guys that same night versus like the next morning or something like that?
It hit me like right in the middle of the club, dude. Because
hit you like a dick in the mouth.
Yeah.
Have you ever got these dads that he speaks of?
Every day, all the time.
Well, drinking particularly. I guess that's when I notice it too. But with me, it's beer.
Edgar calls it the beer shits.
Beer and cocaine.
Seriously. Eddie Gears calls it the beer shits.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And like, he's stayed the night here like many of you guys have. Mm-hmm. And he'll come out, I had the beer shits.
And it's crazy. You're like, I didn't eat much, but I took fat shits. All that beer.
It's all that yeast.
Those ones always smell the best too. Full of alcohol and shit.
And those are some of the worst to go through. Like, fuck.
You know what I think it does? I think it's because of all the acid from all the booze and the beer. All the acid and carbonation, I think that makes your stomach go.
I would assume so, yeah. But from tequila, that's interesting. I'll have to take notes.
It just hits different people differently. But yeah, I mean, everybody was throwing their pinky. I don't know if it was about everyone throwing their pinky up, but you know, it was kind of one of those things like you don't shit at a club.
Exactly.
You don't
really anywhere besides some place where you really feel safe.
Did you get any looks on the way out?
No, because everybody's drunk in the fucking bathroom.
There's the guy who
Mexican
choked the
guy's
can.
Like, why'd you come here? Yeah.
He's like, hey, take your shit somewhere else.
There's the guy who choked the can.
But the funny thing is like, I guess I thought I told everyone before, but that's not the first club I've shit in.
Would you take a shit in a Walmart?
I always do.
You did talk about that. You were on your iPad even, right? Yeah. You talked about this where you were just chilling on your iPad taking a shit on Walmart.
No, that was in my iPhone. No, I mean, it's gotten to the point where we have a Walmart literally like
literally.
Two blocks away and the Babadoo's still shopping. And I could have fucking maybe ran home or even drove home and left her there or picked her up. I was like, fuck this. I can't wait. You know, I just fucking.
Yeah, you know what? I've gotten better about that. If you got to go, you fucking take care of that shit.
I don't mind. I used to have that business. Before.
Me too.
In areas, I can give a shit. I shit.
Literally.
But there's just some places where, like, yeah, in a club, I'll hold it till I get to my bathroom.
I don't think that it's not so it's not so much that you can't. It's just there's some places maybe it's not, you know, not meant to be.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, I definitely did it at the Moon nightclub at the Palms. Mm-hmm. This place is meant for, you know, kind of hoity-toity. It's at the top of the Palms Casino.
Pinky up.
Yeah. And
secret
and
farts at, and pisses.
At,
that's it.
Yeah. At midnight. Oh, no. When I'm at the club, I fart. I don't care. Crop no Dustin. One's going to hear it anyway.
Crop dusting all over the place.
No. What's that? No one can hear you scream in space.
No one can hear you fart in a club.
So this fucking club, I just dropped the one. That was the first time I already had Hulk poops. Because
Hulk poops.
We went to Fat Tuesdays, uh-huh. and we got some green and some green Fat Tuesdays. We had some mixers.
Green?
Blue. Sorry, blue ones. Oh. And I guess okay. the blue and brown made green.
Oh, boy.
And
like, scrumptious.
Is that color real work?
That bathroom's cool, man, because it's at the top of the casino. It's a club, and they have...
I'm your bathroom guide for Las Vegas.
I know, right? I've never used so many bathrooms in Vegas and all the
time. I have.
Seriously.
One of the bathroom in that casino, in that club is a full ceiling to fucking... floor to ceiling fucking glass wall. Mm-hmm. And they got one of the urinals that's right against the glass. So it's a fucking a barrier.
Like see-through glass?
The urinal? Like straight glass. Oh, I mean, just mirror straight through glass.
Wow.
So you're pissing and you're like, it's on top of the world.
Yeah. Dude.
It's scary.
Have you heard
fuck.
Of the standard in LA?
Yeah.
Okay. This dude got a room there. I was boozing it up with, I think Andy Gears was there. Mm-hmm. Big group of people. We wound up going there afterwards. The fucking bathroom, there's like an open glass see-through wall to see into the shower from the fucking bed. You can see into the bathroom. So like if everyone had to go like take a shit or a piss, like anyone can see. And I went in there and like I turned my back to the room so I can piss.
You're like, good thing I don't have much to hide.
I mean, it's fucking hot if you got a girl with you, you know? And you're like,
yeah, I'm like, oh, hey, baby.
Look at this. A naked woman. He wants another beer
bottle. Mr. Lido.
Oh, okay.
Por favor. Yeah, that is kind of weird, but it's kind of creepy at the same time.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's creepy.
You pick someone who's annoying.
Yeah. What if you got to share a room with like a stranger, like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah, no shit, right? That'd be fucking crazy.
Anyway, Lido, I got two questions for you. Did you notice a lot of cops on the way to Vegas?
On the way to Vegas?
Yeah.
No.
I saw 4 or 5 fucking cops just on the way.
Between I was driving, I freeways. Didn't. No. Like, in
what
SoCal?
What do you mean between freeways and a fucking 15?
Well, I guess I meant SoCal, like right on the 15 or the span of the 15 to Vegas.
Yeah, I seen like 5 different cops just sitting there fucking, you know, watching.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And I was like, I never seen so many fucking cops. Not when you get like...
And you didn't even go
through not the second half, really?
Or anything, right?
No, during the week.
Yeah, exactly. That's fucking crazy.
That's right what I was just wondering if they put more cops around or if I'm just... I got lucky.
Well, end of the month, quota.
Dude, I saw no cops on the way back, but I seen 4 on the way. Like, you know, the first half. Not the second half when there's like nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's still fucked up. Well, at least you were with your family, so it's not like they can do anything. Like versus like a guy's trip where we've been like taking shots in the back, like, yeah, fucking trying to stay up for
I've never done that.
Really?
Do you do that, Lito? Drink on the way to fucking Vegas on the trip?
No, I never drink it.
That's
never...
the only way we can manage that fucking drive. Everyone's drinking and smoking. Again, cocaine and fucking alcohol. It's just yep. How
that's
else are you supposed to
drug.
Be powered up for 5 hours? Because you feel bad for the driver, like
5 hours. How slow are you guys going?
No, because we always go at
I made it
fucked
3:15.
Really? Well, we go at fucked up times. 3:15? Like, I remember one Friday night.
Yeah, same here.
We took off. The 60 alone, we were on there for an hour. Like, he went on the fucking...
And then they realized they were going the wrong way.
Dude, there's been so many times, like, my homie Max, fucking love the guy. We had a great time in Vegas. Our drive over there was about 3.5 hours. It wasn't bad. But I told him, dude, let's fucking fly. Fuck that. I'll pay for your ticket. Let's just fly. I don't want to drive. We come back... 8.5 hour drive just because it was ridiculous traffic.
What day did you leave on?
I can't remember. It was, we left on a Sunday after Sunday.
What time?
Late morning, like 11.
Yeah. You never leave. You either leave Sunday. If you're leaving on Sunday, you leave either at about 7, 6 possibly.
That was,
or you
the
leave
dream.
Fucking about 5, 6 o'clock.
That was the hopeful dream, but you know, we had, you know, that bottle service experience. His buddy got us into LAX. We paid, it was only 6 of us, and we only had to pay about $700 for two 1 liter bottles of Sky Vodka and like orange juice and Red Bull. But we had to share a booth with somebody, a group, which turned out to be cool because we were fucking partying with them. We all shared drinks. But so we just got too shit faced for the next realization that we got to drive back. And, but just horrible fucking traffic. And I was like, dude, I told him, I was like, this is what I wanted to avoid, a 45 minute flight for $160 versus an 8 hour fucking.
I thought they were
driving. 8 hour drive.
Dude, seriously, have you flown to Vegas before?
No.
It's like less than an hour, right?
45 minute flight, dude. Like my second beer, I was barely finishing. The stewardess is like, please empty this. We're about to land in 5 minutes. I'm like, holy shit, this is fucking great. Yeah.
Okay, Lito, what I got to ask you now is, did you go to the Mad Greek on the way home?
No.
I saw your postings, you bastards. That looks so fucking good.
There's a Mad Greek on the Beach Boulevard.
What?
Yeah.
Not really?
We were driving. Well, I mean, it's not something I like. Oh my God, I need to go here.
Yeah.
I saw it the other day. We were going to a cousin's house, and I was like, Babadu actually passed it out, pointed it out. She's like, hey, there's a Mad Greek. And I'm like, a Mad Greek? Sounds familiar. I just wasn't connecting the dots. She's like, you know, on the way to Vegas. I'm like, oh, Mad Greek, yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's something we'll never go to. She's like, yeah.
Aren't there a few, honestly, though? Isn't there one like in Culver City or something?
Oh, I don't know
like
that.
A, yeah. It's Culver City or Hollywood. One of
this
those
guy
two.
Thought he was special.
Yeah, no, I didn't say I'm special.
Everyone sees
it's
it.
It's just part of the fucking Vegas trip for me now. Yeah. That's all.
We do alien jerky.
It's like right next door.
I mean, Baker to me is the bathroom.
Yeah, it's Vegas' bathroom. I don't
stop to eat. I just fucking stop to piss, shit,
or gas up.
Get jerky.
Yeah.
Vegas, the power breakfast at Caro's.
In Vegas?
Yeah, the power breakfast at Caro's.
Power breakfast.
A steak, two eggs, and a skillet of potatoes with like mixed veggies and shit.
Oh, yeah?
It's just protein and carbs to fucking keep you going.
How much is that?
It was only like $9. And it was a good cooked steak. Asked for medium rare.
Like a real steak?
Yeah. Huh. Oh, yeah. That's where Richard face planted into his fucking plate. It was awesome. Me and Steve had him up for like 24 hours, and we were like, let's fuel up there, and we're going to fucking go. He did one of those fucking... wiggling around on his his chair, and then we just see him face planted into his plate. It was the best thing I've ever seen.
All right, Nature Boy.
Yes, sir.
I haven't seen you for a while, right?
A long while.
Correct.
I haven't seen any of you fuckers for
correct.
A while.
Correct.
Not since before October.
How do you say?
Since before October, exactly.
How do you say correct?
Correct.
Correct.
There's a lot of things I don't say correctly.
Oh, okay.
Like library.
I'm just fucking
library.
I don't care.
A lot.
Library. Oh, yeah. You're.
Because
dumbass.
I'm fucking Mexican. Library. Pizza was pizza. And
I like how you said pizza was pizza. No,
yeah, exactly. I got the same thing.
Pizza is pizza.
All right.
Sublime, I apparently say wrong.
It's like not this. Sublime, it's sublime.
Did you say sublime?
I say sublime. I say sublime. Say? No, I say sublime wrong, and this girl
say it again.
It. Sublime.
See?
Is
sublime.
It wrong or right?
I say sublime.
Sublime or
sublime?
Sublime. Sublime.
There you go. Yeah, you
okay,
got
if
it.
I say it fast, it's right, but if I say it slow, sublime.
No, you emphasize the sublime.
It sounds like you just retard it. Sublime.
You sound like you're on a fucking retard bus and you hit that fucking bump. Sublime.
And that's what I'm saying. If I say it slow, sublime. Sounds horrible.
Yeah. You sound like you sound slow.
Right? It's that German Mexican grew up in America.
Oh, the retard in the
yeah,
German
exactly,
Mexican.
Right?
Okay.
Mexican American. Loves
right.
Their nanas.
Nature Boy, my yes. question to you is, have you had any interesting nature incidents recently?
Dude, you know, no. I'm
about
to. I'm gonna
you see what
go
I mean?
Backpacking in Idlewild.
Ivan Nature Boy and Let Down are like the same word.
Yeah.
They're balanced.
No, you know, I...
All right, fuck all that.
We'll
my question now is, are you guys looking forward to the camping trip?
Fuck yeah. Are you going this year?
Fuck yeah.
Lito?
Our Manly Dick Fest yes. camping trip.
Wait, can I get what? A drink to that?
Dick's yes.
what?
Our Manly Dick Fest camping trip.
Yes.
Everyone well, knows about it.
Will dicks be touching dicks?
Everyone's
oh, fuck
doing
yeah.
it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's gingerly touch
happening.
Our tips.
Gingerly touch our tips together.
Cheers, fellas.
Here's to the woods.
Fuck yeah. That's going to be fun.
Dude, I can't wait.
Dude,
I'm excited to go.
We're planning out the activities because last year kind of was bunk with the activities. I'm glad you
I got
and
so
I
many activities
are on
planned.
It this time.
We got so many activities.
Yeah, we got
what,
some
like
surprises.
Activities? Like, are we going to play cards?
Yeah, there's going to be a poker set coming.
A poker set. We got, what's that fucking game?
Ladder ball.
Ladder ball.
Ooh, I love ladder ball.
I love me some ladder ball.
Some good.
I got myself my own set of ladder ball.
You ended up buying one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect. For Easter Sunday.
Does it come with Easter? Two? It comes with two, right?
Yes, yours? Dickhead. How are right. you going to come with what? One?
Just make
you play against yourself?
I was too lazy to set up the second one, so I was like, kids, have at it. Until we saw it, I was like, hey.
Should I bring my beer pong tables?
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Beer pong tables or paddles?
I have tables.
Oh, my buddy Rob has yeah, fuck it if you want to bring it.
I'll bring my Chargers table.
Homo? Oh, never mind.
I got two tables. Homo.
He's coming too. Oh, it's going to be fucking fun, dude.
Oh, I'm excited now.
Yeah.
When I thought it was just you, I was okay.
Is that why you were doing the noise? Like,
exactly.
So far we have eight locked in. And that's good news because we have an 8-man camping site.
Perfect.
And I got Eddie Gears on standby. He might jump in.
Dude, he needs may to go. Not.
I know. He didn't fucking go last year. He will probably go. He sees like 95%, but there's one little thing that might stand in the way. But we'll see when the time comes. But we're fully fucking staffed. We got our site booked.
Who's going? Do I know any of these people?
Yeah.
Present company.
It's these are the people that say they're in. Okay.
In me? Like Flynn.
Until they're
me.
Not.
I know him.
Lito.
I know that guy.
Nature Boy.
I heard he's an asshole.
Gas Boy.
Gas Monkey. Boy's always good for it. Dude, me and Monkey had a great time last year, dude. I fucking love that guy.
Kiss him.
Bobbert.
Never met him.
I love Bobbert.
Never met him?
I don't think I've ever met Bobbert.
He hasn't come to your festivities.
Bobbert's buddy.
Bobbert's buddy.
Which I don't know who that is. And Fail.
That makes sense.
Fail. Fail's going. Fail. Can't Fail. Wait, dude.
When you text me back saying Rob loves doing that, I was like, who the fuck is Rob?
Yeah, Bobbert.
I know. I only know as Homo, though, for some reason.
And Fail. Shlomo. You know Fail?
I don't know. I've seen him on the podcast, like the pictures. I don't know him, though.
I think you met him at the... You didn't meet him at my birthday?
Possibly.
At my birthday.
Your birthday. I don't even remember driving home, remember? So who knows.
Oh, yeah, the bar. Yeah, you met him.
Hey,
I know of him.
He's not going?
He didn't give me no confirmation. I told all you fuckheads to give me confirmation.
Dude, I gave right? you confirmation.
I said I'm booking it.
I rolled over and I said I'm going.
Maybe you should ask. Maybe you should have said give me confirmation.
Yeah, confirmation. That would have worked. I'm in. Anyways. All right.
I got a tattoo.
Great. Okay, now it's time for Mr. Know-It-All.
He's Mr. Know-It-All. I know a thing about a thing or two.
All right. This is a Mr. Know-It-Off because you guys are both kind of fucking full of yourselves and know stuff. So that's it. Here's your question, fellas. Okay, it's going to be a fucking single question. Fight to the death. So whoever knows it, shout out your name.
Do we have to just...
Lito or Ivy.
No, I'm not good at this.
He's not going to do... What was he saying? Ivo.
Yeah. Whatever you fucking say, okay? If you say
I kept
first.
Calling myself what a murderer for
here
some
we
reason.
Go. Here's
can I call myself Ricky Dicky Ding Dong?
Here's Mr. Know-It-Off.
Sister? Me.
Mr. Know-It-Off. Oh, real quick before I get to the question. Did you guys know that Marvel has recently teamed up with Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus for a new show?
Yes, what? I heard that.
Yeah.
No.
They're going to do a show like Batman's, right?
How horrible is that going to be?
A production.
I think they looked at the Spider-Man show in New York and went we can do that.
Like we could do better.
The Spider-Mans.
It has to be even lower production value if you're paying like what? $20 for a fucking circus
ticket? No, it's because, you know, Spider-Man was a good show, I heard. He was like, you know.
Well, towards the end, they
really
fixed
it. I'm going to be a spider, and you know, you can be on my little bug.
I heard it got to be a better show, but I would actually pay for...
Once they worked out all the bugs?
I'd actually pay for the show where Spider-Man got stuck over me for an hour, though. Like, I'd want to see that. Look at that fucking idiot.
You're drinking
like
a third beer. Hey, he's still up there. Look at that fucking idiot.
Exactly. Let's throw shit at him.
So you do. I would go, right?
Sounds fun.
Go see like Marvel fucking Wolverine jumping around.
I
see
Wolverine
shit.
Fucking wrestle a tiger or something.
Wrestle a tiger. Hey, Bob. I got it. I'm in. Anyways, here's your question, Mr. Know-It-Off.
Mr. Know-It-Off.
Here he goes. What is the name of the main character in the Batman Beyond animated series?
Oh, fuck. Animated? No. I cannot tell you that. I'm excluding myself. Ivan, the Joker.
Lito, Batman.
Yeah,
close.
Batman Beyond. I'll be honest. I never got sucked.
I never really got it.
Okay,
that one.
I didn't think you would. It's
the
Terry.
Joker crew, right?
It's Terry McGinnis.
Terry
now,
McGinnis.
I didn't think you would fucking know this because I don't give a shit if you know it or not. It's basically just my way to bring this shit up because I want to talk
as
about
a
it.
Segue.
Yeah. This has recently been added to Netflix. Have you seen that?
Yes.
I've all right. seen a lot. As have the Bold and the Brave and the Bold. What is it?
Bold
and the Brave.
As have all the Cartoon Network shows.
Yeah.
John Bravo. Hoo ha.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa,
yeah.
Mama.
Elvis. Hey, hi, how you doing? So here's my fucking deal with this show. Ivan, have you watched this show at all?
No.
No?
Brave and the Bold?
No, Batman Beyond.
Oh, a little bit, but not.
Okay, Leto?
Not enough.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I never really got into it. I just...
His suit is red and black, right?
Right.
Stealth suit.
That's that most.
So as a kid, I was like, nah, I don't care. But, you know, recently when it was added, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. So I watched like 5 episodes so far. Now, here's my gripe with this, all right? This is the fucking nerd segment, by the way. Little nerd block right in the middle of the show. And it starts with this fucking thing.
Wait a minute. A danger hour getting nerdy? I guess nerd. So. I mean, we've already gone gay.
Have we gone racist yet? We'll get to that.
Niggers, Jews, spicks, and
cunts,
hunkies, and faggots. Okay, no, there you go.
And slopes.
And whops.
All right. Yeah, we'll get racist later, I promise you.
Okay, cool.
Yes. So, here's my fucking deal with the first show, dude.
Batman had a big, dark, black suit like Wesley Snipes, that dark bastard.
Check it out. Here's how the first fucking show goes, okay? Here's how it goes down. First of all, this guy, Terry McGinnis, he's a hothead little fuck, right? He's a he's a high school student.
Yeah.
He's a wrestler. And he's obviously into pussy.
Obviously.
Right? You know that. That right away. He's into pussy. And, you know, trying to, you know, and the girls like him. Like, she's like, oh, who's going to win? Terry or the other guy? And she's like, of course the other guy's going to win. Oh, I don't think so. Terry's going to take him. So, like, you know, he's got the little female rooting for him. Oh, he's like, you know what I mean? So he's not a fucking loser. He's a popular dude. Yeah. You know, somewhat. Okay, so here's what happens.
Is he an asshole like Eddie Brock or what?
Not an asshole, just like a sarcastic little cunty guy, you know?
Okay.
And, I'm just
trying to get some...
So he gets into some shit with, like, the dude, like, the main fucking bully, you know, in the school.
Yeah.
And they wind up... take it back. He winds up fucking around with the Joker gang somehow. The Joker gang is alive and well. 40 years after the fucking Joker's been gone or whatever.
I didn't like that, by the way.
What's the name of the Joker gang?
The Joker gang.
It's the Joker
literally?
Gang.
Yeah.
It was fucking retarded.
So they start chasing him on and he jumps on this motorcycle, right? And he does all these tricks that an experienced fucking 30 fucking year rider would only know. He's jumping off walls and bouncing off shit, whatever. Anyways.
Well, that's why he's a superhero asshole.
No, he's not though yet. He's a fucking kid so far. He's nobody.
Terry at this point.
Yeah, he's still Terry. So he's riding through the motorcycle, right? And the Joker gang is following him. He goes in a secluded road. You know where he's going to wind up, right? On a secluded road. It's getting darker and it's getting fucking higher. And then winds up going to like this mansion with a fucking steel gate in the front. And then
you mean Wayne Manor?
Yeah. Yes.
What litter becomes Wayne.
So then... He sees fucking Bruce Wayne just standing outside all alone by himself in the dark for some fucking reason. Oh, and he crashes.
Like he expected Joker him to gang. Be there, right?
No, he was like, he didn't. That's why he was surprised. He saw him. Oh, he falls down. Joker gang, you know, surrounds him. All right, we're going to take this guy down. Here comes Bruce Wayne, fucking kicks ass. He's like 80, knocks all the guys out. And like, they're like, oh, let's get out of here. So they leave. And he goes, that was incredible. And he's like, I need my pills. And it's like, okay, first of all, this is what bothers me.
Doesn't he have a dog with him?
He's inside the yard.
Oh, okay.
This is outside his fucking property. Why is Bruce Wayne standing in the dark, outside, by himself, just hanging out outside?
Well, that's what I was
saying. Because he's
Batman. Bruce Wayne was expecting him. Like, that's
no, he wasn't.
I know, but the way you make it sound like it was their stupid writing ability where they're like, oh, yeah, like... I kind of had that feeling where he kind of knows someone's going to come around.
There's no
why
way.
Why else would he be there unless exactly. he's a psychotic old man?
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe Bruce is watching
maybe
him
he's
on
reflecting
his
on himself.
Back computer.
No, dude, he's just standing outside his fucking property. Just standing in the fucking bushes.
Again, what would you do? He's just an old man. Maybe he's just reflecting on his
So
life.
Then, like, that's what scares him.
He's
but
just
then
outside
when he stands up,
for that moment.
When he stands up, the gang comes after him and starts
someone's
fighting. Then Bruce Wayne jumps in. Crack with the cane. Crack with the cane. Smack. Punch. And they're all fucking laid out. He's like, that was incredible. Oh, I didn't need my pills. And he's like, let me help you to get your pills. And it's like, all right, now I got to carry fucking ultimate badass Batman. I got to walk him to his goddamn house because he's a genius, but he's not smart enough to carry his pills with him all the
exactly,
time.
Exactly, right?
That shit bugged me, dude. And then they get to his fucking house.
Maybe they don't have pockets in the future.
He lays Bruce Wayne down in his bed. He's like, ah. And he's like knocked out. Hey, sir, I better go snooping around. Then he fucking sees the clock with a bat in it. Oh, I better go touch that clock.
That's,
the clock opens
okay,
up.
Yeah.
I better go down inside the fucking hallway. Then he finds a bat cave. And then, like, he's not even really shocked about it.
That's just
like,
shitty
oh, wow,
writing,
look at
dude.
This.
Come on. You can't blame the
cartoon. My point is, this is how the whole fucking show starts. Mm-hmm. You know? This is the dawn of Batman Beyond.
And that went on for a while too, right? Didn't that show go on for a few years?
2 years, I think.
Really? Only 2 years?
Yeah, I think they only had 2 or 3
so
seasons.
So then, anyways, you know, long story short, he finds a suit and he's like, hey, you're Batman, you know, you need to do something. No, that's behind me and this and that, right? And so he's like, all right, so he leaves. So he comes back and he steals a fucking suit. Anyways, my whole point is fucking Batman is a genius. You know, he has years of intense training, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got this fucking emotional damage that drives his like OCD-like fucking, you know, vengeance towards like injustice fighting and all this stuff. And here comes this little pesky high school dickhead. And, you know, his dad gets killed, but he doesn't even see it happen like in front of his face. Mm-hmm. But he's got, oh, I need to fight. He steals his suit and he can control every aspect of the suit without even any training. He can fight everybody automatically. He knows all the tricks of the suit where he can throw fucking like batarangs out of his forearm. They pop out. You know what I mean? Yeah. The whole thing stinks of bullshit, right?
Yeah.
But I also like watching it.
Because it's fucking cool to be able to. Like,
yeah, because it's Batman. It's Batman.
Like, oh, shit.
But that bothered me, dude. And like Peterson said before, Batman's not a good superhero because anybody can be Batman. And this kind of proves that, you know?
Yeah.
You can't take over fucking the legendary Batman with some high school fucking dumbass.
Unless, again, it's the same thing like Jordan versus Kobe. Are you taking Batman at his prime before the gadgets? Like before the crazy gadgets where it didn't need that automation? It was all manual manipulation versus this fucking kid who doesn't know shit. I'm pretty sure Batman would have just fucking broken his neck when he was 26. Like, oh yeah, I don't need a fucking gadget belt to fucking fuck you up. That's a big difference, because one thing I firmly believe in is a superhero is a superhero no matter what. That's what they were born to do, and they're going to have these powers to a certain extent. Now, some stuff is going to be developed for sure, but they're going to have that core fucking function of themselves that even though they don't know it, they're a fucking superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes out. Now, this fucking kid who doesn't know shit and it's obvious and he needs to wear a suit, fuck that kid. I wish he would just get smashed in the face. But the real
okay, but
true
no,
superheroes...
I like that explanation. I liked it a lot. But they didn't show that enough in the first episode to make you think like, oh, this kid's special.
Exactly.
Some
and
random
that's
just fucking
shitty
kid.
Writing, dude.
Yeah.
Just shitty writing. Like,
that's what bothered me about it. But you know, it's Batman, so I'll jump on. But the Joker has a horrible fucking voice. And like you said, dude, after you watch fucking Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill do these voices,
Mark Hamill is
nobody else compares to that shit.
Shit.
Because Kevin Conroy is still on board with the old Batman.
He's an old Batman.
Yeah. But that's what I was about to dare say. Like, I'm fucking stuttering even trying to say it. Like, to a certain extent, Mark Hamill's character as a Joker, for me, to a certain extent, I know there's fucking super fanboys and I'm probably going to get hunted on my way home, but it almost dwarfs Luke Skywalker for me. To a certain extent, dude, I fucking love him as a Joker more than I do as Luke Skywalker.
Oh yeah, he's a horrible actor.
Bitch as Luke
he's not really, he's not like, he's not a good
no,
actor.
No, yeah, I mean that was the story surrounding him that made him great. But I mean,
yeah. Joker, you know what? I fucked this up.
Joker
dude.
Defined him.
It wasn't Batman Beyond with the Joker. It was Brave and the Bold. I saw an episode with the Joker on it,
mm-hmm.
and it was some horrible like, fucking
I don't
voice.
I remember the Joker being on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got confused. The Brave and the Bold. There was an episode I saw today where. Fucking Batman joins forces with Joker and they work as a team.
No shit.
To take down some fucking alternate reality or what is it? Other dimension Batman that comes here and like, you know, he's as strong as the smartest real Batman. So he's like always fucking, you know, going back and forth. Head so head. Joker's like, I gotta go on your side to beat him because he knows every move you have and this and that, all this shit. Yeah. So
but
I can help you.
The Brave and Bold, they based those on the old campy 60s Batmans though.
It seems like it's
that.
A mixture of both. Like they kind of go campy and they kind of go serious.
I've seen a few of those. I didn't really.
It's cool because I can watch with my kids and I'm like still kind of into it. Like I'll watch it.
I don't like eyebrows mask Batman.
I haven't seen that. eyebrow mask Batman. That's horrible.
I'm not a fan of eyebrow mask.
No, it's fucking ridiculous. Trust me.
Want to take some gander at some Adam West penis?
Adam West. Yeah, it's ridiculous, but because it's Batman and it's available to me,
yeah.
I'm on board a little
have
bit.
Have you seen the Batman porn?
No.
Oh, it's awesome.
I have.
You showed me the Spider-Man one, I think.
No, not me.
Is that you?
There's a whole bunch of them.
Who showed me the Spider-Man
just lately,
porn?
There's been, well, in the last like 5 years.
There's a Spider-Man porn where the guy, it's like the Tobey Maguire where he comes upside down on the web and then he starts sucking his cock
of them, yeah.
For a long
but
time.
The Batman one is great. They're actually all pretty great because they go in pretty good detail. Like a fucking But nice. At least they're wearing these masks.
Oh, I gotta see.
And they're
that.
Trying to follow some detail. But
who's
I love
he fucking?
Batman
is it some character or just
all
some
of
chick?
Them. They have like the Batman well, yeah, one. Yeah. All the villains, like especially the girl villains, are all in it. Even if it's just for a fucking cum shot scene, they're
nice.
All in it.
Oh,
yeah, it's good stuff. The Joker sounds, is the main
that,
villain.
Why does
that,
that sound
one?
Super extra hot to me?
It is because that's the nerd in us, dude. Like when the Joker's fucking some bitch. Because
the nerdy oof. Dick goes up even higher.
Yeah, you know? Like we're already walking around with semis when we're just watching it. Now we have a porn.
All right, I'm done with Batman. I just wanted to say I kind of want to shit on Batman Beyond, but I also want to watch it also.
Yeah, now you got me interested to watch it, but just to see how bad it is.
You know what? I like it because it's the same style as the Batman animated series. Mm-hmm. It's the same dark fucking style.
Yeah.
Like the animation, I mean. But it's still like, it's very similar, but it's
too bright for me.
I got stuck on Batman Superman hour. That's why I was like, fuck anything else.
Yeah, I've been watching Justice League Unlimited. I was going to start watching. It's well, Justice League, same kind of cartoon style, has Kevin Conroy, has the Superman and everybody else. But I saw Batman Beyond and I was like, when I remember watching it when it first came out, it was a little too Batman and Robin for me. It was too fucking just neon and bright. And
man.
One thing, if you guys haven't done, I'm not going to ever play these, but you know, they have Justice League Online. And it's like that stupid ass nerdy game. They call them MMOs.
You have that, don't you?
Which
DC
one?
DC Universe.
I downloaded it.
Yeah, DC Universe.
It took a long fucking time to download. I made my own character. Uh-huh. It was cool as fuck.
Fagman.
And then I needed a. And then I need like an update.
Cum guzzler.
I need an update.
Dumpster.
And I just stopped playing it. Okay, I'm done.
But. One thing I look forward to is I watch the trailers of, like, you know, the complete game, but they do it like in a 15-minute trailer. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's fucking awesome to watch because it's all CG. It's fucking cool. You get to see so much badass shit. You get to see so many good fight scenes without having to play the game. But it keeps me fucking tuned in for a while, but mm-hmm. I'm going to play the game.
There's a game coming out called Injustice Gods Among Us, DC mm-hmm. fighting game. I've downloaded it.
Mortal Kombat style, right?
Exactly. It's really fucking cool. I played a demo. I've been following it. You know, just like they have the developer videos and everything like that. And what's really cool about it is they're playing a lot of fan service where they've got this kind of like tasks that you do, you know.
Like side stage.
Side stage. Yeah, exactly like that. And you've got they've got so many background. Like they've not only do they have the 25 or so DC characters that you fight as, mm-hmm. but they have cameos from other characters. So just kind of. Dives deeper into the
calendar comments. Man.
It's more exactly. It dives. It's kind of like what Batman Arkham Asylum did. You know, if you look in the background, there's a lot of, you know, Easter eggs and references to the other characters.
Mm-hmm.
This fighting game, you know, you would think it's just one on one fighting or you fight in a computer, but it's got a lot more, you know, cooler stuff in the background. You know, looks really good. I actually played it. It's fucking awesome.
Nice. Is it better than the DC Mortal Kombat one they did?
Oh yeah, that was horrible. Did you say Mortal Kombat?
I did. Mortal Kombat.
Pizza and Kombat.
Sublime.
That's my Mexicanity coming out.
All right, Lito. Okay, there's things been going around recently. I think more than recently. What about planking?
I'm pretty itchy, too.
Remember planking?
Planking. Oh, are you yes. talking about Vadering?
Yes.
I want to do it.
Yeah?
I want to do it.
So you have seen it. Have you seen it, Nature Boy?
Yeah, I love it. The other day.
That's
I love
pretty
it.
Awesome.
I want to do it.
But you have to have a guy dressed as Vader, right?
No, you don't.
It'd be better, though, I think.
It would be better.
Yeah.
I would assume, you know,
at least the helmet.
Yeah. I wish I could just buy a helmet.
Yeah. So essentially, people listening, Vadering is, you just jump in the fucking air, right? Like you arch your back.
There's two people.
You have to pretend pretty well. Though.
There's two people. Yeah.
It's hard,
well,
it seems
I would
like.
Assume there's three people. There's the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
There's the person that's playing Vader. He's throwing out the hand as if he's doing the Vader choke,
mm-hmm.
the force choke. And the other person is jumping off something, but he's arching back and he's got his hands around his neck like he's getting held up by the force.
It takes
and
a
choke
bit
at the same time.
Yeah.
So
it takes
good photography skills.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you guys seen the group shot? There was one I saw where it was three people.
It was on the Chive.
Yeah, exactly.
It was on the Bad Chive. Ass. The Chive has a whole bunch of Vader.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw it on
it's
the
got,
site.
It, they have one where there's a dog looking at the guy and he's just like, yeah. It's fucking awesome, dude.
I love this,
totally
dude.
Totally unrelated.
I love it.
I am so
fucking
into it.
Fuck planking. Fuck owling.
Yeah,
fuck all Vadering that nonsense.
Is badass.
Bring on Vadering. I'm in. I'm in.
The danger approves.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the video of Chuck Norris kills a guy by staring at him?
No.
I hate those fucking Chuck Norris things, but that one's pretty funny because they just splice this that stupid show he was on, Texas Ranger. Yeah. And like he's supposed to fight with the guy.
You know he wrote the theme song for that show?
Really?
The eyes of the ranger are upon you.
He was supposed to be Red Foreman.
He was?
Yeah. He was originally supposed to be Red Foreman and he pulled out.
You can't replace fucking that guy.
Dude, imagine if he did. That would have been horrible. Yeah. It would not have been the same. Anywho, the video is pretty funny. Just Google, you know, Chuck Norris kills a guy by staring at him.
What did Red call Foreman? Dumbass?
Dumbass, yeah.
Okay.
Dumbass.
And
Dumas.
Fucking...
Just give him my fucking
They splice this
call.
Guy like they're supposed to fight. All of a sudden, he has a bloody nose. And then they go back to Chuck Norris's face and he's like...
Staring
doing
at
that
him?
Yeah, that stare that with like, you know...
The
like
squinty
that
eyes.
One squinty eye thing. And then it shows the
you
guy
mean
on the
Clint
floor,
Eastwood.
And then all of a sudden he's like... he just dies. It's pretty fucking funny, but yeah.
I think we got to post that too. It's a video, right?
I think so. Yeah.
We gotta, maybe we should start doing that.
What?
The Chuck Norris.
What do you mean?
You know, like you have one guy with the squinty eyes and then the other guy's just like... Plah!
Well, who wins? Chuck Norris or Darth Vader? Does the squinty eye beat the fucking...
I think Chuck Norris always wins, right?
Apparently. I hated when they brought that, when they got self... when they had that self-realization in fucking... what's it called? Expendables 2. He's like, oh, I heard you got killed by a cobra. Yeah, the cobra died 2 days later. Like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, that was
I fucking hated
enough.
That. I was like...
You know Chuck Norris is like 80-something years old?
Yeah. He doesn't look a day over 50.
He looks...
You know he shaved this fucking beard?
Yeah,
yeah, I heard about that.
I was
like
a
weirdo,
right?
Balls though.
His chin's got to look like a sack at least.
I think all his power lies in his beard.
Maybe people like Samson. Maybe you think there's somebody out there that really thought he had like a foot under there?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he shaved it to like prove
that
he doesn't.
Can I get a beard, please, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
But fucking, I don't know, Chuck Norris. I would just want to kick that dude in the face.
All right. Speaking of Star Wars, Leto, have you heard of this dude? That's going to get a Darth Maul tattoo.
What do you mean a Darth Maul tattoo?
I don't know about that.
There's been many people that have Darth
Maul. His whole body tattooed like the character.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Check this guy out. Okay, he's a cosplayer, but he goes extreme.
Extreme cosplay!
This guy will lock himself in his fucking basement for 2 days with no food, drink, or water to get his mind set to play the character of Darth Maul.
When he goes to these
when
like,
he
cons?
Goes to these events.
That's pretty
extreme. Fist pump.
That was the best.
Just got out of rehab and jail.
You were the one who posted face pump.
Only for 11 to 15 right? year olds because that's our demographic. Yeah.
Pants ripping.
Yeah. So this guy, he will fucking sit in his basement for 2 days with nothing to drink or eat, no fucking light. That's crazy, right? To get in this mindset to play this fucking, to play Darth Maul. What's he do, walk around? That's all he does, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but here. Okay.
Behind a shield.
Cosplayers get into it, man.
Is this necessary?
They live it, though, dude.
What about 6 hours? Is that enough?
But
this guy goes to the extreme.
Does Darth Maul have that much of a backstory to be able to get that deep into it, though?
He goes into the extreme, okay? Remember when we went to Nuke the Con and we asked that Joker?
Nuke the fridge?
Nuke the fridge.
We asked that Joker cosplayer, hey, can we take a picture? He's like, yes.
Yeah.
He was fucking into it. You know, everybody, they fucking get into it, man.
Okay.
Everybody that was asking that.
This guy's
WonderCon
being fucking, Daniel Day-Lewis over here, though.
Yeah,
okay.
That's too much.
He's becoming the character.
Again,
go fuck
Darth
yourself.
Maul.
Yeah.
I can expect that with a Joker.
He doesn't even talk.
Or Wolverine or somebody. But Darth Maul.
He doesn't
Maul,
talk, right?
Some character who was just
Darth
made
Maul
up and introduced.
Five lines
for,
in the movie.
Fucking a couple hours. Fuck you.
Darth Maul actually has more of a story. In Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
I heard about that.
That's a great fucking season, dude.
Yeah.
He kicks ass in that because he comes back with his brother, Savage.
Savage?
Yeah.
Oh,
as
boy.
Savage.
Oh. Was he black? They kind of changed the way you say it?
He's
I'm not Savage, man. I'm Savage.
Yeah, no.
You didn't notice the accent sound?
Yeah. Okay, so this guy, it takes 6 hours to apply the fucking full body paint, right?
On his penis, too?
No, he goes from the waist up to his head, to his arms, all the whole deal. So he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to get tattooed. So he's going to get his whole body tattooed except for his hands and his face so he can, you know, so he can work and not be the fucking, you know, creep. and it's going to cost about $2,000. This guy's doing it, and he's got that Ivan. I think you're talking about the shit. Fundraiser.com.
Kickstarter. No, fundraiser. Kickstarter.
Okay, well, I guess the same kind of deal. But he's already got $800 raised from other people, so he's halfway there almost. And,
God damn, I need to make some bullshit story up so people give seriously. Me money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to pierce my dick.
I'm surprised they did that one because at least with Kickstarter, you're an investor when you kick in.
Yeah, because you're like you get first dibs at the product when it finally does release.
Like yeah, you there's different stipulations for different stuff.
You get to touch me.
Fuck you. <Just kidding. laughs> That was Mr. Enriquez. I'm sorry. But you were saying?
Yeah, like what do you do? Like what do you get in? Like do you get your name on his ass or something like that?
No, sure. It's on black on black, so it doesn't matter.
All right, that's all I had, man. Okay, you wanted to share something nerd, I think, or some one of you guys?
Wait a minute. This guy with the tattoo.
Oh, I think we got to pee real quick. Ivan's going to shit himself. Pee himself.
Pee.
And we'll be right back. All right, boys and girls and little boys and older girls. I don't know.
Let's keep
We're
PC.
Back. We had our shot of Bullet Rye Whiskey.
Awesome whiskey.
Yeah, I think Nature Boy's hooked.
Yeah.
It's over.
It might have knocked over my Jack. I'm a very big proponent of Jack, but wow.
Really?
Yeah. I'll take Jack Black any day. Well, not Jack Black, but Black Jack Daniels any day. Like, even over green or sour mash, anything. Like, I love the taste of whiskey, but that rye whiskey, that, what is it called?
Bullet. It looks all old-timey in that cool bottle.
Yeah. It's fucking great. Any of you whiskey drinkers?
All right, so Lito, I believe you had some nerd news. Is that right? Am I wrong? Nerd theme stuff? Nothing?
I wanted to bitch about the Hunger Games.
Oh, no, that's in the movie section.
I went to WonderCon.
Oh! Oh! Really? WonderCon. Now, that's a ripoff of Comic-Con. Is that true?
It's Comic-Con's
distant cousin.
I'm not going to say the lesser known brother.
Uh-huh.
It's that, you know, stepbrother.
Uh-huh.
It's not as much as hype.
So you went.
Yeah, I went.
You know what?
But it's a good prelude.
I ran into Super Dick. Oh, you know what? I ran into Super Dick the night I bought that Bullet whiskey at Vons over here.
Oh shit, really?
And he comes around the corner and I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Hey, I saw a hot guy. I thought I'd come over here."
And what are the odds on that? Because he doesn't even live in the area, right?
Well, his family does.
Oh, okay. I was about
to say. You know, I see him. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? So we start bullshitting. And I was like, oh, so how was WonderCon? Because he invited me to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, it's Easter. I'm not going to go to fucking WonderCon. I'm like, you know, my family wants to have a barbecue. All this bullshit. He's like, all right, fine. And she's like, I didn't want to go in. The tickets were sold out. But you fucking went.
Yeah.
You beat Super Dick at his own game.
Fuck you.
All right. So how was it, man?
It was great. I loved it.
On a scale of gay to 10, how was it?
11.
Oh, really? Really?
I loved it. My first time ever going to like a, you know, something like that. Last time we went to
like a respectable con.
Where was it at?
Yeah. Anaheim Convention Center.
Oh, okay. So it was a sizable like.
Yeah, no, it was I mean, it took up two exhibit halls, I guess you want to call it.
Like I said, it's not like fucking Frankenstein's where it's just a big warehouse.
No, this is way bigger.
Laid out
way
more elegantly.
I mean, they had this one section that was kind of like Frankenstein's, like a big, you know, open swap meet type of place
which is
where
cool
they had
to have
toys and t-shirts. And
so you recommend going there next time?
Oh, I'm fucking there next time.
Did it sell out?
Thanks for the invite.
I put it on the Facebooks and the Instagrams if anybody wanted to go. It was a fucking like spur of the moment type of thing, you know, like I was telling you guys earlier.
Those are the best things.
Yeah, I mean, the family wasn't really doing anything for Easter. My nephew and niece wasn't going to be around, so I was like, hey, Baba, do you want to go? Nobody else, you know, responded to my post. And I wasn't going to ask because I know most of, you know, being closer to the ages that we are, most people I know have kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I can't really, hey, why don't you leave your kids at home and let them find their own goddamn Easter eggs while we go nerd out?
Yeah, exactly.
So I took the Babadoo, and it was fucking awesome. You know, we walk in. We're actually parking at the Disneyland parking lot across the street because there's so fucking packed. And supposedly Sunday is going to be the slower day. This is a fucking shitload of people. I already knew it was on. It's on! At the crosswalk, there was a fucking stormtrooper and a fucking, like a Superman fucking guy dressed up. It was already, like, I knew it. That's it.
What'd you go dress as?
I didn't dress up as anything.
Oh!
That's you know, that's one thing though. Like, can you name anything else that's invaded the pop culture, like Star Wars? I did the zombie 5K run last year. Your brother did it. Mm-hmm. Homo didn't do it. Shlomo Robert Homo. He didn't do it. He was supposed to, but he broke his foot apparently. What? But yeah, I think remember he dropped a mirror on his foot. Yeah, anywho. Dude, I don't know how many events I've been to where there's been stormtroopers up the ass. Like, honestly, like, that'll give it up to them, dude. They invaded pop culture like crazy.
This is one thing I didn't know, too, is because the stormtroopers, they've got this one part of the Comic-Con, or the WonderCon, they've got Artist Alley, they've got the the shops, they've got the movies, they got the video games, things like that. And they got this one section where literally it's about 10, 15...
Literally?
Little, yeah, literally. 10, 15 just tables where you sign up for, like, they had the 501st Imperial Legion, where it's just dudes in stormtrooper costumes, and they show up to events. They had other stormtroopers. They had the, remember when we went to Nuke the Fridge? They had the Mandalorians, the Boba Fett group.
They were there. Sorry, he just had a stroke from
it. Yeah, no.
But,
Never mind him.
They had this one, like, it looks so fucking cool. It's just tables, like a little small fucking setup, but it had this it's, oh man, it was so disappointing because behind the table is like, you know, join whatever it was. This one I found, it was join Cobra, and they had this awesome fucking, you know, hanging fucking poster and everything like that. The table's full of cool literature and, you know, things like that. And the dude was, hey, man, you want to join? He's like, the weakest of the, like, he wasn't even representing, like, not even dressed up. Yeah. They had dudes that were, they had a Ghostbusters fucking committee, I guess you want to call them. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. They had, you know, bunny ears actors. They had the guys from, at the DC booth, they had the guys from Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new
on Channel 5
WB show.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's like
they had they had live demos of the Injustice video game that we're talking about. They had Capcom there. They had that movie Oblivion with Tom Cruise.
Looks badass.
They had one. It looks pretty cool. They had the actual replica of, I guess, one of the vehicles.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, he was just standing there. Hey, and
I've done the research.
I met fucking Peter Mayhew. I shook his hand.
You fucked Peter Mayhew?
Who's that?
I'm sorry.
Peter Mayhew is...
Who's Peter Matthew?
Peter Mayhew is the man inside Chewbacca's costume.
Oh, you sound that's
like
right.
You sound like you're doing a cool whip thing. Peter whip? Mayhew.
Mayhew. He's the man that played Chewbacca. Shook his hand. I totally nerded out. Oh my God, it's such
what's
a...
What's he about, 6'8"?
He was sitting down in his wheelchair.
Oh.
He was broken down. He was broken down. Old.
Was he doing the chewy voice because he's just like, in pain?
Can you take a picture with me?
You guys have seen that.
Anyway, Lito's not really saying anything much, right? No one gives a fuck about what he's saying. So
I give a fuck. I meant lots of fucks.
I met Virgil.
I met Parlay
Wrestling.
You know, dude, Black Virgil.
I met. He had the $1 million
Everybody's
belt.
Everybody's fucking best
with the
friends.
Purple trunks.
Yeah. He was just regular clothes. I felt so bad because clothes. Okay. So Lou Ferrigno was there as well. Again, these guys were fucking panning out for autographs again. Like, they were fucking selling them, right? Most of the dudes from Nuke the Fridge were there again, and I felt so, because Virgil, I saw him and he was like, I'm like, dude, Virgil, what? And he's like, come
Virgil
on, man, come
alive.
Take a picture. Come take a picture with Virgil. You can even hold the belt. I'm like, oh man, that's awesome. I'm
you denied Virgil?
I'm a,
much was it? How much did you have to pay?
Like $20, right?
Fuck that motherfucker.
I was like,
lucky
oh
you
man,
even
that's awesome.
Him.
I can hold the belt. Oh, hold on. Let me go get my wallet really quick. And I just walked away,
dude.
Wait,
good
you're
job.
Telling me? You're telling me? The action that was at WonderCon was Cripple Chewbacca.
Cripple Chewbacca. Well, this was Sunday.
Hold on. C-list wrestler Virgil. And who else? What'd you say?
Don't He's forget lucky. They had the Blue Ranger Billy
Austin. Oh, I'm sorry. And
the
80s
Blue Ranger
Hulk,
Billy Austin? The motherfucker with the glasses?
No, yeah.
The gay
so,
one.
Like, yes. So like I said, this is Sunday.
Wait,
Saturday.
What's the Hulk's name again?
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno.
And they had the white guy and the black guy from Enter the Dragon.
I'm done. I don't want to hear no more.
Okay, but
I don't want to hear any
on
more.
On Saturday night, fucking...
you went two nights?
No. I wanted to go Saturday. Saturday, what's his name? The fucking Mexican. He made the Labyrinth, Pan's Labyrinth.
Guillermo del Toro.
Sunday afternoon, fucking Chris Hardwick was there.
No shit.
Like, he had a fucking panel. Like,
I'm surprised.
Saturday was Especially a day. Sundays. Saturday is a day to go, dude.
All right. Let's just fucking move on, dude. I think you guys are done with the nerd shit. I thought you guys had some good nerd shit.
We had to just say WonderCon was fucking cool. That's all I want to say.
Okay, great.
Fuckers. I bought many of cool shit. Uh-huh. There was cool cosplayers. And I give it the thumbs up. You guys
did you buy any
go.
Comics?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I bought a Circle of Four, which What's is that? A group consisting of Red Hulk, Ghost Rider, Venom, and X-23.
That sounds horrible.
No, it's fucking awesome.
It does.
Really? Oh, no, you guys don't know shit.
Like, I know Venom, Ghost Rider had his moment in the calendar, or the calendar.
In Nicolas Cage's film.
I fucking did love some Ghost Rider comic books, but damn, I can't even imagine it now.
I bought a Godzilla comic from 1977.
Gojira sticker.
Gojira.
Oh, that one was cool, man. Which was one? Godzilla fighting against Iceman,
no
Archangel,
shit.
Black Widow, and
Hercules. Okay.
That okay. One, like, that
All
one
of them
awesome.
Versus Godzilla?
Well,
because I was about to say, I think Iceman can take out Godzilla.
Yeah.
No, because he froze his head.
Godzilla's gay.
Yeah, Godzilla's a fucking pussy. Like, come on.
I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah. Well, you got Iceman who can shoot. Who
Does
can freeze
fire?
Your face
Does
it
shoot
from
fire?
Like a mile away.
Radioactive breath.
What?
No. Fuck
Iceman
that.
Froze his head and Godzilla blah, and he fucking broke through the fucking ice.
Obviously, Iceman.
With his radioactive
Because
breath.
I would have fucking frozen him and drove right through his fucking face.
Can't you just like freeze his chest and bust through it? Like,
exactly,
you know,
right?
And blow up his heart. He's dead. Fuck yeah. Godzilla.
At the point,
I've got stone plates
again,
on my back.
You're able to maneuver.
What about his chest, asshole?
You're
Those aren't stone plates.
Side to side.
What are they? They're big scales.
Oh, Christ. Same shit.
Godzilla's
okay,
shit.
Well, that's a valid point, though. Big scales on a big lizard. Like, scales already protect a lizard as is. Imagine, like, a fucking
You guys do know he's not
lizard.
Real, right?
Nothing's real.
Dude, exactly.
How are you gonna be?
People make arguments
Dickhead.
Every day.
You're
not real.
You're not
Ivan
real,
isn't
man.
Real. We're not even here right now. This is the
Dickhead.
Matrix.
Were you not afraid of that foot-long lizard? Are you not going to be afraid of...
Fuck Godzilla.
Jake, if I had freezing powers, I would have fucked that
you
nigga
don't.
Up.
Don't.
Exactly.
Imagine. You're afraid of a foot-long lizard. This one's a couple hundred feet more. And he shoots fire breath.
I thought it was radioactive breath.
No. This time it's going to be fire breath.
Oh, this time it's fire. Because
still,
they got ice. Because
you're
that's
a big
why.
Flamer. Yeah. But still, okay. Taking the nerd concept into play, I'd be like, okay. Maybe the first bash through, I couldn't freeze him completely because he's fucking maybe 100, 200
Immense.
Feet thick and 500
thick.
Feet tall. So, no, like wide. Okay, thick, wide, however you want to take it in your mouth. It doesn't matter. But the first crack is not going to get him.
Okay.
So I can see you taking on a team of people to knock him out.
Uh-huh.
But even Iceman himself, he can maneuver around. He can fuck him up. Godzilla's slow. You know, the time it takes to go around Godzilla, that motherfucker is going to be trying to catch up with you. He's not going to do a 180 spin in like 2 seconds.
Are his arms even long enough to reach his head?
Exactly. It can't even do that.
You can like totally fuck with his head. You can burn his eyeballs from the top of his fucking head.
Even
he'd
if
like,
you freeze his
like,
face,
Ooh!
Even if you freeze his face for a minute, it's gonna be that much better to go around. You're gonna be going up his ass before he even realizes it.
Yeah, he's done, man. We took him apart in fucking 3 minutes. Yeah. He's over. Fuck
I don't
Godzilla.
Even have powers, and I shoot him in the.
I mean,
face.
Sorry, Gojira.
Fuck him.
Yeah,
fuck
him.
Come on, really? If you have any Lito's superpower at all. If you have any superpower at all, you can take Godzilla.
Fuck yeah, I'm in.
Except for maybe Ant-Man.
Dude, Wolverine versus Godzilla.
Ant-Man,
again,
he would be the biggest fucking... I would think Ant-Man
for
would
Zucker
be the
Barrage.
Biggest fucking, you know, threat to Godzilla. Giants, man, he could fucking face him, you know, head face to face.
Okay.
You just said,
oh, except Ant-Man. Ant-Man can't take him at all.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was just fucking with you. Okay, I can understand that because Ant-Man is as strong as an ant, so he's going to be able to pick up Godzilla.
As strong as an ant?
Well, because
I can have 10 times my body.
You never
weight.
Heard that. Exactly. Yeah, it's that yeah. same thing. So it's like he's going to pick him up, but what you'll see in that old Wolverine comic book.
Oh, don't blow it for me. Oh, I want to say real quick. Oh, before I close this shit out, thank you.
We're going to close this out?
No, this fucking segment, because okay. it's going nowhere. Oh, Godzilla versus Ant-Man. Yeah, fuck that. Listen, I want to say thank you to both of you fags. You know why?
Why is that?
Because Lito brought me.
Faggity fag fags?
Lito brought me. What did you bring me? The origin of Wolverine?
Wolverine origin.
That's
Wolverine
right.
Wolverine origins.
And that's Nature Boy brought me Old Man Logan. Look at that.
Post-Civil War.
And he brought it to me all fancy on a fucking flash drive and shit.
PDF.
Look at that guy.
High quality.
I want to say thank you guys. Because
hey, don't get shit on my books, all
right? Enlightened me. What?
Don't get shit on my books, all right? I don't mind if you take them in the bathroom. Just don't get shit on them.
You hear that? That's bathroom approved. I don't do that.
That's
listen,
the only place I read.
Listen. I
Seriously,
read them.
Though.
Listen, I sit down on the toilet.
Can we?
I will read. I will enjoy it. And I will set it down in its fucking... Oh, you don't have any plastics, huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's horrible.
But I flush the toilet while I'm there, so my ass forms a seal, so no shit vapors escape.
Your ass gasket
yeah.
provides this perfect
seal. All right, and now it's time for...
The Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose! Good day, sir.
All right. Mr. Nature Boy, you are first in line to take us into a movie world where we have to guess the mystery of your quote. Do you have what it takes?
I got what it takes, and I hope you guys don't or get it at all.
I hope I do. Motherfucker.
Are you ready?
Yes. Lito, are you plugged
born
in?
Born ready.
Christ. Hate that fucking.
I love when Ron Swanson does an Parks and Recreation.
Ron Swanson. Whoa. Shit. Dude.
Parks and Recreation.
When he's like,
Nature Boy, take it away.
You guys might get this. I hope you don't, but you might.
Right. Mac and me.
Hey, man. That's next week. Hey, man. If somebody draws something and then you draw something right, like on top of it, not going outside the designated original art? What do you call that?
Lito, looking at you, buddy.
Looking back at you.
I can say it one more time if you
buddy.
Want to put some more emphasis.
I could say it again in a different
a
way if you want to.
Great fucking line, though, man. Like, I love it.
If you're drawing outside the lines, what do you call it?
If you know comics, you would know what this is called.
You mean comic books yeah, or comedians?
Yeah, no, comics. Comic books.
Like the Wizard. Video.
Nope.
The Wizard, you said?
Christ. I don't know, dude.
If you knew comic books, you'd fucking
Seriously.
Know it.
Do you want me to give you a bigger hint?
Hold on. Draw something over the line. What, Lito, what's a comic book that draws?
Is it Cool World?
Oh, that's a good one. Good guess.
What like, did you say?
Cool World?
No.
Is it Roger Rabbit?
Way off.
Was comics?
Way off. It's a comic. It's comic related. There's comics all over the fucking movie, honestly. It's one of the biggest comic pariahs you ever know.
Pariahs? Well, you're getting fancy at me.
Yeah.
Pariahs.
I thought he said prize. Throw that down. I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Of verbiage.
X-Men.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Okay, let's. I'm gonna narrow it down for you guys. Kevin Smith. You guys not know Kevin Smith?
That's what I was thinking.
You're not familiar with his work?
Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Kevin comics.
Smith. He has a movie about comics.
Comic Book Men.
That's a TV show.
Oh,
TV
Jersey show, Girl.
Asshole. That's a no.
Jane and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Close.
Oh.
The guy in both those movies appeared in this movie.
Clerks.
Nope. You're
Clerks.
Never mind. You guys fucking failed horribly, dude. It's a movie about
Chasing
comic books.
Amy.
Yes, Chasing Amy.
Is it?
Yes.
I've never seen that movie.
Dude, neither have I.
It's a classic scene. So they're at like a Comic-Con type of deal. And there's Banky being played by... Who does My Name is Earl? Jason Lee?
Jason Schwartzman.
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee.
And Ben Affleck is the actual... the dude who draws it.
I think he meant Casey Affleck.
No. Casey Affleck is in this scene, though. It's awesome. So they're in the Comic-Con. And they go to Jason Lee. And then he's like, wait, what are you doing? He's like... He fucking draws out the characters, and I go over them in extra shading. He's like, so pretty much you just trace. He's like, no, I give the character depth and color. He's like, but you're just tracing over what that guy just fucking drew. And then Casey Affleck's right there, and that line goes to the guy. He's like, let me ask you, if some guy draws over something you just drew, isn't that fucking tracing? And then he convinces Casey Affleck's character. He's like, yeah, I don't want you signing my comic book. I want the guy who draws the comics to do it. And he ends up choking the guy out. It's fucking hilarious, though.
So you recommend that movie?
I highly recommend that movie. Wow. It's good early Kevin Smith work.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes, it is.
Really?
No, it's not. But I can let you borrow the movie. I have it.
Oh, you have it?
Yes. It's playing on my comic book on Monday.
Okay. I will take it.
But yeah, I'll let you borrow it. It's a good movie.
I will take
movie.
It and I will watch it. And then I will trash you on this show if you're wrong.
Let me know if I'm wrong.
This is most likely going to happen.
If you're a fan of Clerks.
I haven't seen it, really. I watched half of it and I was like, eh.
There's this one part where they're talking about Star Wars. They're having an argument. And it's this guy, Randall, who just watches movies all day, and his buddy's Dante, who works at the fast food convenience store. And they're having this argument between each other saying, you know, Dante is saying every stormtrooper, everybody on the Death Star knew what they were getting into, so they all had what's coming to them. And Randall's saying, are you fucking serious? There was innocent contractors. People were just trying to do a job who got fucking killed. Do you think the average stormtrooper knows how to install plumbing drains? No. They had to have contractors come in and build the Death Star.
That's funny.
And then, exactly. And then this dude comes in, he's buying coffee, and he's like, hey guys,
I'm
sorry to interrupt.
I'm just laying down tile.
Exactly. And this guy comes in, he's like, I hate to interrupt, but I'm a general contractor. And he gives him his card. He's like, I was supposed to do a job for Baby Fast Gambino. And I knew what was going to be in that job, so I said no. And I gave it to a buddy. The money was good. The time seemed right. 3 days to put up shingling. What was wrong with that? But something felt wrong about it. So I gave it to a friend, and he said, sure. 3 days later, the guy's got shot while he's putting up shingling. Didn't even finish the job and got no money. So obviously, those guys who were working on the Death Star knew what they were getting into, and they accepted the risk.
I go
and
with that.
And that ended the conversation, dude. It's a brilliant scene. You guys got to watch the fucking movie, dude. It's brilliant.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, if you're
I
like
never
a,
thought
an
about it
joke
until they said
working
that.
For the Nazis, you're still working with the fucking Nazis.
Exactly. Dude, there was American businesses that did work with the Nazis.
Oh, boy.
They knew
Don't
who they
say
were.
That to me.
Hey, we'll go into it.
I want to go into America. I want to go with strong, with confidence and dignity and trust.
But seriously, if you guys are nerds, do yourselves a favor and watch Clerks, because that's like nerd mecca. All
right.
Right,
just for you.
If,
I'll
if
give
you
it
can.
Hey. Just
to
you,
give the line.
Give it a second fucking
just
chance.
To give the line and say, try not to suck any dick on your way to the parking lot. You'll thank me. Classic.
Lito,
classic.
What do you got?
Try to top that, asshole.
After all that nonsense.
Yeah, it went everywhere.
But. I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out? Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest to have fun. You're going to have fun, and I'm going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun. We're going to need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling zippity-doo-dah to your fucking assholes. I must be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose.
That's a great fucking line, dude. I have not heard that in forever.
You know
You
what?
Got this? Yes, I got
I
it.
I don't.
Are you serious?
I am. Listen. Come off your fucking goddamn bullshit. I'm so fucking correct all the time.
Hey, wait,
pedestal.
Wait a minute.
And just give me the fucking answer.
Hey, if you know comedies, it's one of the biggest pariahs.
Oh, you don't know this one? Oh, fuck but, you, dude. Just come out with it. Don't fucking disgrace me
I'm
at the same
for
time.
You, though. All right. Chevy Chase in one of the vacation movies. It's... I'm sorry.
After all that fucking goddamn.
I know, right? I was just laying it on thick for you,
throw
asshole.
Throw that build up.
It's Chevy Chase. Fucking.
Beverly D'Angelo.
Family. Yeah, I know.
Summer
family
vacation.
But there's a specific.
Just called vacation.
Is it vacation?
Yeah.
Is it before or after the European one?
It's after European, the European one. On my leg.
Okay. Yeah, with Rusty is fucking, what's his face?
Ben Affleck?
No. Dude from Weird Science.
Casey Affleck?
Weird Science?
Who's the stupid white blonde dude in Weird Science?
Oh.
Then he was in that weird sci-fi show.
For no, he was on Breakfast Club?
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
What's his name, dude? The freckly guy.
Hold on.
But he was fucking Rusty.
He was in Dark Knight, by the way.
He was.
Oh. He was.
His name was Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes. Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall. Johnny Be Good.
Not Michael C. Hall. Who's Dexter?
Dexter. Who was he in Dark Knight?
When the fuck is Dexter coming back on?
June. I'm so glad he's...
How long has it been off, dude?
Since September. They normally wait a year now, but they're coming back in June for the last season.
God damn, it's been
a long
time.
Did you watch the last episode?
Is it the one where...
Everybody dies?
Shut up! I'm on that fucking season. Shut up.
Plug your ears.
Yeah, no. Plug your ears.
Is it the one
Hold
that
on,
winds
shut up.
Up.
Wait. God damn you.
Seriously.
Is shut it the one up. That winds up with that camp?
The camp?
Yeah, like the camp.
So
no,
is the one where Deb walks in?
Deb walks into him doing something.
Yes.
Okay, but not to Colin Hanks. After Colin Hanks.
Colin Hanks.
So Colin Hanks was with Edward James Olmos, and they were doing all these ritual killings. And then Dexter walks in when Colin Hanks is fucking killing him in the church, and Deborah walks in.
Yes.
So then this past season starts from that point.
And then he chased him into a fucking camp, an old abandoned campground, and he crashes his car. Is that the one?
No, you're way behind, dude.
What?
You're way behind.
That was the Colin Hanks one?
That was the season before.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, seriously, because there's the Colin Hanks one, and then there's one where...
Wait, don't blow for me.
No, I won't blow. This part starts right from the first episode.
Okay, hold on. What was the season with the fucking campground where he goes to the fucking abandoned campground?
Dude, that was two seasons ago. I'm trying to find out who the killer...
Okay, I guess I'm behind.
You are behind, dude, because even the Colin Hanks one is 2 seasons ago. Then there's this badass monster motherfucker who jumps in. And then a key character gets killed at the end of the last season. Awesome.
Shut up.
Awesome.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm so glad they're going to end it.
Okay.
And Breaking Bad, they only got like 5.
All right.
Are you over?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Fuck faces.
Ivan, contain yourself. It appears that Lito and behind as well.
He is like by 2 years.
I'm still at where he's just hooking up with that one chick that kills people too.
No, see, you're up. You're ahead of him.
No, he's not.
You are. The blonde chick, right?
The blonde. Oh, she's fine.
Yeah.
He was going to kill her inside that ice house.
Yvonne Trahunsky.
But he ends up
or whatever her name
fucking
is.
Fucking her.
Yeah.
Wait, are you fucking this for me too?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, let's go. He gave away more than I did.
Ivan.
Let's go ahead and start talking about it.
Dude.
So are you at that one part?
Shut up. Take me
off. Wasn't that a badass scene though when he did it?
That's a Cracker Jack. Shut up. How the fuck are you being
ahead
of me?
I just love when he kills everybody.
Wasn't it crazy when that UFO came out?
I
know.
All right. I just love when he confessed all the murders.
You know, did you do your fucking movie yet?
Yes, he gave it detailed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Vacation. All right. Okay. My turn.
Oh, yeah.
Do that T Rex. Right.
Crazy. Christ, I'm going to nail both you guys tonight with my cock and your butthole. All right. Here we go.
Huh?
Ahem.
Do you get your ahem from The Simpsons? From Artie Ziff?
No.
Dude, that's Artie Ziff all the way.
What's he do?
He does that. He goes, ahem. It's John Lovitz being Artie Ziff. I thought that's where you got it from.
No, I go, ahem.
Dude, again, look up Artie Ziff. Yes, please. He does it the exact same way.
Where's the opener at?
The opener.
Where is the opener?
Look up Artie Ziff.
Opened.
I met a cosplayer at WonderCon that was dressed up like John Coffey.
Not really.
No
shit.
He
even
really?
Had the fucking Mr. Bojangles and everything.
That's dope.
Hey,
was he a big black guy?
Yeah, he's a huge black guy. I take a picture with him. I'm all, hey, my cousin would love it.
He's got a picture?
He's all, you tell your cousin.
How do you dress up as?
He was country the fucking, as fuck.
Was he just a black dude with overalls or what was mm-hmm. he?
Yeah.
And
he
a dirty shirt?
He had this fucking thing to a fucking tee.
Really?
He's all, you tell him I said. What was the one he said?
Again, I love when The Simpsons make fun of him. He's like, kill you little people.
He said, "Oh, you tell a monster did good, boss."
Here's my movie, you fags.
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
Hey, there you are. She's down there, playing Jane Boring, just like you asked for. But I dropped in 300 horses on the inside. She's going to fly. You look like a zombie, kid. You get any sleep? I can offer you some mezzadine, dexedrine, caffeine, nicotine. Oh, you don't smoke. That's right. You're better off.
The dude who looks like a retard throughout the whole movie, right? Why am I going blank?
What's that mean?
Gilbert Grape?
No.
You don't got it?
Wow.
It's a fucking idiot, dude. Malcolm in the Middle's in it. Hank Azaria. Not Hank Azaria.
Dodgeball?
Nope.
Wild Deuces Wild?
Dude, why am I going blank? That fucking idiot. And I love that song. I play it every time I drive in the dark. What's his face?
Is the second quote.
No. Let me try to guess it first. You know I'm right. Right?
Second quote. Now hear me out. Don't interrupt.
Am I completely wrong?
There's 100,000 streets in the city.
Fuck you. I know this.
You give me a time and a place.
Fuck you.
I give you a 5-minute window.
He plays a retard throughout the whole movie. Anything happens in that 5 minutes,
then I'm yours, no matter what.
He can drive. Oh, it's called Drive.
Either side
Ivan,
of that.
Drive. I feel like a retard now.
Oh, what a dummy.
He drives in the movie. Oh, yeah.
Dick, did you do that movie already?
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You did the fucking mobster scene where he kills him with the in the pizza place.
I hadn't heard that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I didn't do it. Because we were making fun, just like we always do, how Greg looks like
Ryan Gosling.
Like, he looks like Brian Gosling.
Have you ever Gosling? Go on Netflix and scroll the movies. Mm-hmm. Look at Lars and the Real Girl. Mm-hmm. It'll be fucking Greg sitting there with a smile on his face and his bullshit mustache. I'm telling you. Like, every time I see that fucking movie, when I scroll by, Greg's sitting there. This fucking mustache. I'm telling you, dude. You know my brother, right?
Yeah, I know. I met
okay,
him once.
Check it out.
And his
cover you will see it.
Check it out.
Yeah, that was a giveaway.
You know who the breakout star for that movie was? For me, though, at least.
The girl.
Was, why am I going blank? He's a comedian.
The Scorpio jacket.
No. He was on The Simpsons as Hank Scorpio.
Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks, dude.
Oh, yeah, he's fucking nailed it.
Stole the fucking movie for me.
He fucking nailed it.
He was gangster as fuck. When he kills Malcolm in the Middle... Dad.
You mean Breaking Bad?
Yeah, Breaking
when
Bad.
When he kills Breaking Bad.
Dude, when he kills him, that's ridiculous. Like, who's going to kill him?
Yeah.
But then
you go with things like that. He's like, yeah, it's when, you know, was it in The Simpsons? He's like, yeah, it's when Die Hard jumps through the window.
Yeah, I know. Do you guys ever do that in real life, though? Like, at work,
right now.
Well, I know. No, in real life, though, like, at work, I made this little tournament bracket of.
He's like, it's when Gran Torino gets shot by all them gooks.
Dude, at work, I made a fucking tournament bracket of, and me and my friend is like, who can kick whose ass in the office? And we just made up this imaginary thing. And
I want in on this.
We came up to a girl and a guy who was going to fight each other. And we have to find out who's going to do it.
In real life.
We still haven't done it. Yeah.
They're going to fight. A girl and a guy.
Like, and we threw ourselves in it,
come
too.
Come on, dude.
Like, who would be able to do it? Like, the
from would you fight a
know
girl?
Of them, I not.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This, we're asking Ivy here. Have you fought a girl?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Will you fight
a girl? I've been punched by a girl. I've been slapped by a girl. Have I been...
Stabbed by a girl?
No. Punched slapped. And slapped.
Oh, slapped.
No. Like, you know, crazy girlfriend.
Have your you mom been titty slapped by a girl?
No. I've been titty slapped by a girl. Honestly. Like, and all by the ex-girlfriend I did have because she had big titties and she was a maniac. The same girl who was like,
she's a maniac.
Stop. I'm going to jump out of the car right now if you don't stop. I'm like, all right. We pull over on the 57. Bitch, get back in the car. I pull over. Trying to talk her back into it, and she fucking starts slapping me, fighting me, like, you're a fucking disrespectful asshole. Like, just get back in the car, bitch. We got like 5 more miles to drive unless you're gonna fucking walk. I'm not a dickhead enough to like drive away without you.
Yes, you are.
And then we jump back in the car, and I'm being slapped the whole time, and I'm just like, oh man.
Well, at least that's,
you wonder
that's
why
not dangerous.
Women get
fist
abused.
Pump.
Fist pump, first row seats.
All right.
Before we get to the. It's not warranted that bitches get beat up sometimes. Like, they are kind of crazy.
Bitches. Leave.
Fucking Red Foreman, dude. He's the best.
All right. Before we close this bitch out, I want to bring up Asians for a bit. Here's where we get racist, people.
Asians, man.
It's finally come to racism.
I love that in Cable Guy. I think they were Asian. They were talking some language, and I'm pretty sure it was Asians.
All right. listen to this, okay?
Who says that?
This might be not too funny, but I thought it was funny. I'm going to Vons one day. I'm getting out of my fucking car. I'm by myself. I'm walking into the store. And there's a bitch, an Asian bitch. No, there was an Asian woman. So I'm walking out, and I overhear this conversation between a mother and her child. An Asian mother and child, okay? So they're sitting in the fucking car right next to a handicapped spot. And the kid goes, "Mom, what does that mean?" And she goes like, "What? What does what mean?" And I'm not fucking with you. She was like, you know, she's a fob, but he's like an Americanized kid. He's like, "That sign." She goes, "Handicap." And he goes, "Handicap? Yeah, handicap. But what does that mean?" And she goes like, "You know, broken leg."
Technically, he's right, though.
No, it's not. A broken leg?
Yes.
That's not a handicap. Go fuck yourself.
Okay, I'm part of the building.
If you break your leg, are you going to get a fucking handicap sign in your car?
I thought
you
were going to say you're handicapped.
I should be.
You should be.
Mentally handicapped. Well, they call them, again, this PC bullshit, they call them handicapable.
Oh, boy.
I again, don't like the sound of that. So I'm part of my building's fucking evacuation process. I'm the floor warden. Uh-oh. The drunk guy. I'm telling you where to go.
I don't like that.
So anyways,
go that
again,
way.
To be PC, we're supposed to say handicapable. And anybody handicap or handicapable is anybody who's not able to handle anything under their own power. So that means an overweight person, a pregnant lady who can't walk because she's about to pop, fucking...
You know my stance on that, Lito.
A fuck pregnant woman, right?
Fuck that.
Yeah, you chose to get pregnant.
Stay home, bitch.
But any of those persons, someone with a broken leg, handicapable, handicap.
Handicapable.
That's what they're calling them nowadays is PC. But again,
you're telling me if you break your fucking leg, you can park in the handicapped spot?
No. Well, you can technically... get a placard for it, depending on where you're
Christ.
At. Like our people, which I fucking hate. Again,
you know what? You're getting
a
you're
fucking
getting,
fat ass, dude.
Hey, fuck you. You're
there's
getting
a fat
too,
ass in a truck who wants to get parking right next to
you. You're getting
an elevator.
Too lenient on this shit. The point is, this dumb Asian lady said that a handicapped person
saying,
is a person with a broken leg.
She's wrong, or she's right. I'm
broken leg. Broken leg. Handicap.
She's completely wrong.
About oh, okay. So now this dummy fucking Asian kid is like, "Oh, a handicap means a person with a broken leg." He's totally uneducated about this subject.
He is.
And I'm like, stupid foreigners, as I walk by in my Lexus. I mean, not a Lexus.
You want to hear a racist joke?
Yes.
This is from Anthony Jeselnik. But he says he grew up and his parents told him that that Santa was black.
Mm-hmm.
He says they told him that because when he realized it wasn't real, he wouldn't be that disappointed.
Never mind, I didn't see where it was going. That's way worse. That's way worse.
It's way worse. Anywho.
All right,
anyway. But yeah, that's a dumb bitch for not teaching her child correctly.
But you, like, just, you decided with her. You decided with her the whole time.
No, I was
actually,
just saying.
Actually, technically, she's right.
And I almost called.
Because it's incapable.
I almost.
Go
if
fuck
you
yourself,
let me finish,
dude.
You would have had a great soundbite because I almost called the U.S. an island. But anyways, because I said, in this island.
In this country. All right, yeah. Here we go.
Fucking love that line.
Departed.
He's so fucking weird, though. Like, his hand gestures are fucking
who?
Off the wall. Jack Nicholson.
Okay, you got it.
Because in this country.
In this country, automatic weapons get you a fucking 20-year sentence.
What's he say? Yeah. They don't add inches to your dick.
Yeah, that's right.
They give you extra years to your life sentence. But he does these fucking weird hand gestures. He looks like he's having a fucking stroke.
Yeah.
I fucking love him in that movie, though.
Oh, yeah, for
hey,
sure.
Hey, if you guys were ever on a call with somebody, I did this at work the other day because I was just fucking had it. I had a breakdown at work. But this guy literally was just talking in Boston. And he was like
Bastard.
Reading off this website and blah, 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 and just saying this and that. And I was just laughing at my coworker in Santa Ana. I'm like, is this guy fucking for real? And then his boss finally came on. And I sent him an instant chat. Like, Joe, what is wrong with John Chavez? Why is he just saying words? He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, did you just jump on this conference call? He's like, yeah, like 2 minutes ago. I'm like, dude, 20 minutes of this. This guy is literally just picking words out of the air. And he's like, are you fucking serious? There were 8 other people on the call. And I fucking jump on finally. I'm like, John, are you having a fucking stroke? What is going on? I didn't say fucking stroke, but I said, John, are you having a stroke? Because all I'm hearing is words. I don't hear a sentence. And dude, I hear his boss just bust the fuck up, and he's like, ah, like, but he doesn't realize he's laughing out loud, and my friend and the other ones, and he gets offended by it. But then Joe stepped up, his boss, and he's like, "No, John, everyone's telling me you're just saying words. What are you trying to say?"
Maybe dude, he's one handicapped. Of the best
fucking things, though. Just say somebody like, "Are you fucking having a stroke?" Because someone's just being stupid.
That's what I like about you, man. You speak your mind.
You have to sometimes.
No, you do.
Sometimes
not me,
to.
You.
You have to sometimes. I've been guilty of having a stroke a few times when I talk.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed.
Oh, if you've been drinking?
Especially if I've been drinking.
Just been fucking just vomiting. Just vomiting bullshit continuously.
Making it sound like fact.
Yosemite.
It turns out there is no Yosemite.
Yeah. I think the second episode you were on, you were just like,
I was walking down this path and it gave me Jack Daniels. Yeah. And as the wolf and the rocks. Dick, what about that one episode? Double Digger Plane. Double Digger Plane. It's like, Dick, no one's talking about a Double Digger Plane.
I was drunk as shit. I have conversations in my mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was being a maniac.
Anyway, speaking of the crazy Asian lady.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, the Jap neighbor I've got across the street. The Lito, neighbor. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that's up at all fucking hours
I hate
of the
that
night.
Guy, dude.
Dude, everyone fucking hates him.
I dropped something off in your mailbox, and he was pulling out when I pulled up. And he stopped halfway in the street, halfway in his driveway. I'm like, who gives a fuck if I just pulled up?
Yeah.
I dropped it in your mailbox just because, I guess, because I parked in front of his place. And he waited until I fucking turned around. I came back around and he just parked right back in his driveway. Like, you're a fucking asshole, dude. Like,
okay, so of course everyone hates him, as we've fucking just seen. Now, there's more of a reason. More Sweet of a Brown reason to him. Hate this guy. I think he finally fucking snapped. I think he's lost it. And I'm going to tell you why.
How's that?
Like 2 weeks ago, my in-laws came over. They wanted to see the kids for a while, I guess. So we're all outside. We walked them outside, right?
They wanted to be grandparents and shit.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Said that they're walking back to the car, you know, in the street. We walk them out. You know, we're all outside. And the Jap neighbor is right across the street, right? His house. But out of the corner of my eye, his car isn't there at this time. And like, you know, they're, you know, the fucking thing is, you walk people out, you keep talking and bullshit.
Yeah.
So like, you know, we're right there hanging out and we're at like the fucking apron of the driveway. In the corner of my eye, I see movement to my left. So I lift my head and it's that, I know his fucking car, the Japanese neighbor. He's got a silver Toyota fucking Camry, right? So he's creeping slowly and there's like a tree on the corner of his, because we live in the corner.
Yeah.
So there's a tree on the corner of the fucking corner of his corner.
Of his lot.
Yeah, so he's on the opposite end of the street, fucking like rolling forward, and I see it like real slow, and then I'm like, what is this? And it's really slow until he can see, I see his fucking head pop like through the window to look at us, and he sees that we're outside, and he backs up quick, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? He's like hanging out on the corner, like the side of the fuck of his house, you know? So we can't see him.
Just being all Asian and shit.
Being weird. He's never done this shit before. He's never done it before, right? So like, yeah. I'm keeping note of this shit. So we, you know, we keep bullshitting. And a little bit like, you know, 20 seconds later, creeping forward, the silver Camry. I see the front of the car creeping forward. I'm like, what the fuck?
As simple as that is, it just fucking boils your blood, right?
And he comes forward, and as soon as his like windshield's like able to see, you know, us.
Yeah.
He sees us still standing there, backs up real quick. I'm like, what the fuck? And then, you know, my in-laws, they wind up getting in the car. And then, you know, sometimes they get in the car, you're still fucking talking. It's like, all right, leave already. But you're still talking. And it's like, oh, no. So we're like closer down to the street because they're in the car now. Mm-hmm. And so the Asian guy thinks that they've gone and we're all inside the house now. Yeah. So he climbs like slowly forward. And he's like, oh, I don't see them where I saw them before. So they must be gone. So he gets brave, comes all the way out, then sees us down by the street and fucking drives down the other side of the street, not coming on our street. He just goes fucking down. And I'm like, this fucking guy, what's his problem, right? So then my in-laws leave.
He's racist.
My in-laws leave, and we all go in the house. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stay out here a little bit longer. And I stay out there like 2 minutes more. Then he comes the opposite. Like, he turned around. He came back up the street. Slowly as fuck, sees that no one's outside, then drives normally into his fucking house. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what is this guy's fucking deal? He's already a weirdo. Mm-hmm. Now he's made it like escalated to like psycho status. You know what I mean?
He reminds me when I'm stoned. Like, just way too
paranoid. You seem paranoid, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking he didn't want to talk to my father-in-law because you know, he can talk.
Exactly.
But still, like, really? Be a fucking man.
Is he going to have to come across the street to talk to him?
Yeah, just drive in your fucking driveway and go in your house.
How often do we all ignore our neighbors? Oh, or maybe at the most, fuck. Like, hey, what's up?
That guy's there. I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah. It was so bizarre, dude.
That is, yeah. That's
the Jap, so bizarre. All I'm saying is the Jap is probably going to, I mean, the Jap and the Nazi are going to strike soon, yeah. I'm thinking. They're conspiring.
The time is now.
They're conspiring, and it's going to happen soon. And all I want to ask is, are you guys with me?
I'm with you.
No.
Lead up.
I'll have to say, I'll take a note from Peter Griffin. That's what grinds my gears. Like, there are some racist motherfuckers out there, and they're the normal people you wouldn't think they're racist. That guy, I think he's a racist. Like, if he were to walk across somebody, I doubt he'd walk down a street in fear of running into somebody else who's not Japanese or Korean or where the fuck he is. I fucking hate that. Like, I'm one of the nicest persons you can come across. If you want to come across anybody on the street who's going to help you, who's going to be fucking greeting you, what's up? It'll be me. And then when I see this fucking stupid cunt asshole who like crosses the street or fucking doesn't want to make eye contact or just fucking stupid for no reason, who has no reasonable idea of why they should do it, they fucking do it. I think that's a racist motherfucker. I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, Mexican, whatever. If you do that shit, if you have this pre-condensation of what this person is at 100 feet away from you, fuck you. I hope you get shot in the face.
Maybe he's just afraid of you guys. Maybe you should go walk over there and take him some cookies.
You know what? Now that you say that, I talked to my wife about it. I told her about it. She's like, I didn't notice that. And it's like, well, I fucking noticed it. And she's like, I didn't see it. And she's like, but you know what? Because we have a fucking street sweeper that comes by like every once in a while. And she told, and this dickhead, this is what he would fucking do. Every time the street sweeper was coming, he would park his car on our side in front of our fucking place.
Yeah.
And the sweeper can't sweep in front of our place. And yet he's got an open fucking driveway.
Exactly. That's he's crazy, got, right?
Okay. He's got two cars. One goes in the fucking garage. One is outside. Why can't he park his fucking car in the driveway? No. Every time the street sweeper day comes, he'd park on our side. So his side can get sweeped up. You know, he's like a neat freak type dude.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And so Natalie one day told him, my wife, she just told him like nicely, like, hey, can you not park your car here on the sweeping days? And he's like, oh, okay, okay. And she's like, ever since then, he's been fucking weird with me.
Yeah.
And so I guess maybe it's her fault.
No, but there's some people who are stupid like that, like, I had, when I lived at my parents, for a little while, we had an aunt and uncle who lived with us for like just 2 weeks because their house was being renovated. The living room, the bathrooms were all getting gutted at the same time. So there was only two cars extra. This lady across the street only had one car. She was an only lonely mother, one child. They had a fucking full house again. We had the driveway full and then the side, you know, the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Or I would park sometimes in front of her place. This particular night, I parked in front of her place. Apparently, she got fucking pissed. She calls the fucking cops that were parked there. And what the kicker about this one was because I had expired tags. So, boom, they come and get me. They see that I have warrants. And they're like, all right, you're getting arrested on top of your car getting fucking pulled.
You got arrested?
Out. Yeah, because my uncle's like, your car is getting fucking towed. I'm like, why is my car getting towed? I know. And what was funny was I had the receipt, so I showed him. I'm like, hey, dude, I know my tags are like 2 days late, but I'm waiting on the DMV. It was a holiday, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, but how do you explain these other warrants? I'm like, oh, yeah. And he's like, you're getting fucking arrested.
You got arrested.
I got arrested on the spot because of this bitch because she was pissed that I parked on the sidewalk that doesn't even bother her.
Yeah,
she was just annoyed that people were parking on the street. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Dude, that is the ultimate fucked up reason to get arrested. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
That's like the gayest way to get arrested.
I was in my Starbucks smock and I got arrested. I just came home from a Dodger game.
Oh,
like the
man.
Night before, you know, all night bender. I was like, oh, I got to go to work. I get there. Everyone's like, hey, what's up?
Breakfast? That's the worst what's story up? I've ever heard.
It's horrible because of a fucking hating ass neighbor. Like people take their privileges to a certain degree. You don't live on a fucking farm where you own the 3 acres. Like I, at one point in my life, I want to own something for myself. I want to be like, this is mine.
Like a black guy.
But exactly. As you dead on the button right now. I want to own my own black eye someday. To work my farm.
I'll aspire to, that's right.
To pick your cotton
out of my belly. Yeah. For me instead of by me. But
for us by us. Boo-boo.
But these people who are just fucking detrimental to society, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like that asshole, that stupid bitch. Again.
So should like, it be okay why? If we hired snipers to take them out?
I would say so.
Yeah, right?
Bring back the Lito? DC sniper.
No, Lito, but seriously. Lito's too safe with this show. You know that? He cares too much about what people think about him.
No. That's
whereas I will run my mouth and be like a dickhead and take all the responsibility afterwards.
Yeah. Well, just like you do with your mouth. <I'm> just kidding. No, but seriously, come on. Isn't there a point?
That shouldn't live,
right?
Let's say.
Like, if us three were neighbors, I think we would be awesome neighbors. Like, hey, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, I would hate you.
But
guys.
I respect you.
I would hate you because you play your music too loud and you would smoke all the time. Yeah, exactly. I'd smell the weed all the time. Yeah. I'd call the cops on you.
And then you get arrested okay. again.
And then I call. The only one without an excuse. Okay.
Yeah. All right. No, let's get into something else now. Let's wrap this shit up. It's been too long. No one cares about what we got to say no more, right?
It's been too long.
It's been too long.
It's been a while.
Let's get into. Oh, fuck, sad. Marry, kill.
Hey, baby, I want to fuck.
I want to get married.
I want to kill.
Put those together and you have fuck, marry, kill.
All right, Ivy, otherwise known as the Nature Boy. Do you have a fuck, marry, kill?
You know, before you put the stipulation on it has to be multiple people, I was going to say you. I'd fuck you, I'd marry you, and then I'd kill you.
Oh, shit, I like it. I'm on board with that.
All right, well, that's my thing.
All of it. Okay, fuck.
I literally, that's the stages.
You know what? That's the best answer anyone's ever given.
And then I'm going to marry you, and I'm going to kill you, because I'm tired of married.
That's good.
All right.
I like it.
That's my answer.
And I'm happy to be fucked, married, and killed by you. Yeah, if anyone else to be fucked, married, and killed by, it's you. Lito,
I'm
you got
very
something?
Happy to hear it.
It's a little scary.
Yeah, it is. A tiny bit. A teensy bit. Lito, what do you got? Anything?
B. Arthur.
Oh, Christ. Didn't Shorty say this one?
No.
I can see that for a different reason.
B. Arthur, Betty White, and Mr. Burns.
You said this already, dude.
No, I didn't say. I've
not
never said
Mr.
This.
Burns, but the other two, I think.
No. I've never said this.
All right. B. Arthur, Betty White, and Mr. Burns. Okay. All right. I got to kill B. Arthur right away because she's a fucking bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one likes her, right?
I don't think so.
You know who she is?
I never heard of anybody saying I'm a B. Arthur fan.
Yeah, she's not a good person.
They fucked her up on one of the Pamela Anderson roasts.
She's dead. So she's dead.
Yeah.
You know what?
Excuse me.
Oh, man. I think I have to.
Oh, man.
I got to marry Betty White. She's a cool chick. She's a nice lady.
She is a nice lady.
She'll take care of me with the year she has left and then leave me all her fucking money.
You mean with the year she has left?
Yeah. But it kind of goes in the.
I will fuck Mr. Burns and I will do it harshly and I will make him.
I was saying boo.
Look me in the eyes and know that he got taken by another dude. You know what I mean? And all the money in the fucking world, all the money you got, Mr. Burns, can't save you from what I'm giving you right now, buddy.
Would you dress up
I'm
like Mr.
thrashing
Smithers?
You. No. I want him to know it's me taking it. I want him to see, out of all his power trips, blocking the sun, you know, all that bullshit he's done, I want him to see that it was James Danger that fucked him in the asshole. That's what I wanted to see.
So you want to have that visual when he looks back and you're eye to eye.
No, I want him to have the visual, not me.
Would
he's
you like him
remember
to,
that
you're
shit.
You're fucking him, though.
Would you like him to wear that sweater? Like my sweater.
No, no sweater.
See this?
I want him to be naked as fuck.
Chest.
I want him to be naked.
See this? Was it?
And vulnerable and taking my fat cock in his butthole. And
I could see that, but you know one thing, a thrill about Betty White?
Yeah.
It's like, underwear. Wouldn't you want to be like, yeah, I fucked her and she died. Like, I fucked her so good she just passed
well,
away.
Well, Dick, I'm married to her. I can say that also. I fucked her so hard she died.
So that's you married her and killed her.
I married her and I killed her and I got away with it and I got the money.
Apparently, you'd be able to give her a golden girl, golden
and
shower.
And I fucked Mr. Burns and I killed B.
And you
fucked B. Arthur.
Him in the ass.
Fuck B. Arthur's manly bullshit. She's a man, dude.
While Blanche.
I'm done and I'm happy with that.
Fucking Montgomery Burns. 1, 2, 3 items.
All right. You know what, Nature Boy? I got a fuck, marry, kill specified for you.
Yes, sir.
You want to hear it?
Mother Nature?
I will.
Just call me Brother Nature. Can I just be called Brother Nature instead of Nature Boy?
Here we go. Brother Nature Boy? This is a Nature Boy specified fuck, marry, kill. Mm-hmm. And here are your options. A black bear. A hobo you found sleeping in the bushes while you're on your nature hikes. Mm-hmm. And the actual Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo!
Woo!
Oh, shit. That's pretty tough, actually.
I hoped it would be.
That's some hardwood to knock.
A hobo, a black bear,
or Ric
Flair. And a Nature Boy. Ric, woo! Flair.
He's honestly like Ric Flair. You have to fuck.
Really?
Four Horsemen, baby.
Yeah. I want to be a part of that group. So I'd fuck Ric Flair.
And would you go? Would you do? What would you do when you're fucking him? What noise would you make when you're fucking? What noise would you make while you're fucking him?
Do I have to be fucking him? Maybe he's fucking me.
Okay, what noise would you make while he's fucking you?
I'd practice my woos for sure.
Let me hear it.
I can't do it.
Let me hear it.
I can't do it on the spot.
Let me fucking hear it.
Woo, woo, woo. Let me think about this for a minute.
Woo!
Ah, Christ.
See, it's horrible. He probably.
Why is it so fucking hard for you, dude?
Woo!
Woo! I don't know. I did it earlier off mic, right?
And you were like,
yeah, you did.
That's a lot better. No. It wasn't on mic, so I don't know what you're talking about.
It was off mic, you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, how fucking hard is it?
I don't know.
Woo!
Woo! All right, carry on.
I fuck Ric Flair just because it should be a lot of fun.
Styling I'd and profiling.
Yeah, exactly. Ride Space Mountain. I'd kill the hobo because I don't like hobos. I guess I'd marry a bear because I want to live in the woods. That's my ruling.
Wait,
and I
did
stick
you mean,
with it.
Wait, did you mean an actual
bear?
Bear, or did black you mean bear. A black?
A black bear.
A black bear. Like a
see,
black.
Haven't
black.
You ever seen, again, The Simpsons?
Like a black hairy
where,
gay
Lisa
guy.
Where Lisa goes off trail off the field trip, and she runs into these mountain folks, and this one guy is married to this
Cletus?
Old girl. He's like, no, never mind her. She's just a bear. Rar, rar is all she's saying. Oh. She's like, speaking
yeah.
normal
whatever
English.
You say, bear lady.
Rar, rar. Yeah.
You know what?
I'd fucking.
I'm
yeah.
happy with this. You'd fuck Ric Flair.
Yep.
You'd kill the hobo.
I'd kill the hobo.
And marry the bear.
Hobos. Yeah.
So you could live
in
nature.
In nature.
With your bear wife.
Exactly.
Or husband. I'm not judging.
Whatever you say, black
exactly.
bear.
I'm not judging. Black
nice.
Bear. Black, male, whatever.
All right. And now it's time for I Fancy That. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's. I fancy that.
Fancy.
Ivy, do you fancy anything besides getting let out of tickets?
Dude, that's the top of my fancy list. But I do fancy...
A fresh beer like I got from Lido?
A fresh
Thanks,
beer.
Lido.
But an Ding. Empty convenience store where I could get exactly what I need in the exact time I need.
This sounds similar to his corner store fancy.
Not really.
30 episodes ago. Remember that?
Really?
No, I fancy the corner
I
store.
So.
I went
no,
to the corner
no, no.
store because I can go down there and get fucking milk
no,
and cereal
okay.
and beer and whatever I fucking want. It's on the corner. I support the mom and shop, the mom and pop shop. Yeah, that whole
Which
fucking deal.
Which I do
deal.
Love in Long Beach especially because I can get firewood, milk.
That's what you fucking
fire.
Said
smokes.
Like 30 shows ago.
I was not living in Long Beach 30 shows ago. Anywho.
I think you were, you lying asshole.
No, I wasn't, dude. Anywho.
All right.
It has been. It's been a while.
It's been a while. I fancy you guys. No, I fancy, no, for sure. Like, have you guys been in that time crunch where you need to get somewhere fucking fast, but you still need to hit a store?
into Pleasure Town.
It doesn't matter if it's a convenience store, if it's fucking Vons, JCPenney's, whatever the fuck it is.
JCPenney's not a convenience store.
Everything, and that's what I'm saying. You're fucking so wrong about what you said earlier. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to go to a store, no matter where the fuck it is. If it's a mall, especially if it's a mall where you have to find parking, you have to walk through the stupid fucking mall, navigate through the fucking Asians who are fucking staring off in space, okay, and fucking walk past them.
Staring off in space?
Dude, have you not run into those people at the mall who are just fucking staring off?
Asians are like, horrible people. We all know that. What are you doing? We all know Asians are horrible. So
I
keep going.
I fucking hate those That's people. If we were all allowed to just elbow them in the fucking neck, okay, I'd do it every day. And
if you do it from the front of their face, they can't see because they see you wide.
See why it's
but green. Have you guys not been in that scenario where you just are
9.
On the run for something and you have to stop somewhere?
Okay, what's your fucking
Maybe
point?
Because I'm late to everything, and that's why I see that scenario more. But just when everything fucking goes perfect, like one time, literally, I'm an asshole. I was supposed to show up to my mom's birthday. I hadn't even gotten her a gift. I was already going to be about 30 minutes late. I still had to get her a gift. In this particular scenario, I had to go to a fucking Pointy Hills Mall, went in the parking lot, went into Macy's, found a fucking purse right offhand that I thought she would fucking love, was able to get it, get the help from somebody to fucking grab it, get rung up and out of there in less than fucking 15 minutes before they were able to blow happy birthday for her. To blow out the candles for happy birthday.
Wait, what's your point again? What's your fancy?
I fancy that just when everything
What do you fancy?
Aligns, I fancy when things just come together in your
favor. You fancy.
You tell me that fucking miracle?
A miracle, exactly. When God intervenes fast for your situation, no matter how small.
When the stars align and everything goes.
How can you not fancy that?
When everything benefits me
often.
And my schedule.
That does not happen often, so you got to fancy the fuck out of that.
I swear.
When is
You're talking about like when all the lights are green?
By
the
moon. Yeah. My brother did a great quote. He's like, it was a green signal type of day.
I'll be there.
Where everything was fucking green all the way.
Okay.
It doesn't happen often, but when
at first you lost me. I don't know what the fuck you were talking about, but I get you now.
I understand that.
You're talking about when the shit's going down and everything fucking lines up and you get to pull it off.
Bam. He comes through.
I like that. You know what?
It doesn't
After hating on you and condemning you, I would not come back around and fancy you for fancying that.
Thank you, sir. I fancy your fancy.
And you want to close it with?
I fancy that.
Still don't know what he fancies.
Come on, I fancy miracles.
He fancies when everything lines up where there's no fucking issues.
Oh, miracles. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Miracles. Right, yeah.
I fancy miracles too.
I fancy miracles.
Dangerous miracles. Lito?
I thought you just fancied going in to get a purse.
I fancy getting a purse.
Fancy.
Yeah. Lito, what do you got?
What's wrong with that? Just kidding.
Hey, this show's way too long already.
It is.
What do you fancy? All right,
I fancy getting my tax refund check.
Barely?
Why?
You just got it?
No, I got it a long time ago. It's already been spent.
Oh. Me too.
I need a fucking social security number for my dogs. I don't got kids. I need a Stewie and Zoe. Those sound like kid names, right?
Not really. Sounds made up.
Dickhead. That's bullshit. Isn't Dominic's?
Who?
Isn't his daughter named Zoe?
Or Stewie. I'm not quite sure.
I only break even on taxes, so I don't even jump on that shit. I haven't done it yet. But I can understand your fancy.
That's a good fancy, though.
I fancy.
It's a great fancy.
I fancy that.
I fancy spending money that was already mine in the beginning.
You know what, though?
Exactly. That someone else claimed for time
being. Do you have direct deposit?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't it fucking awesome, dude? Logging in and seeing all that money in that account that wasn't there before?
Oh, shit. Someone got
paid. And I got kids. So that gives me more money. Mm. Okay? Okay? Have some kids and you'll see what I'm talking about.
That's sad.
Does like, that one paycheck make up for the rest of the year?
I was about to say.
Because I don't feed
sad.
Them or clothe them at all.
I was about to say, because that's pretty sad when 3 months later it's like you're hitting the fucking slot machine at the ATM. Like,
nah,
let
I don't.
It go through. Please let it go through.
The slot machine. I like that.
For real. I was like,
you
oh,
should fancy
shit,
that.
I
like
money.
That better.
I right, hope there's money to cover this groceries.
I fancy text checks.
Who doesn't fancy that?
Here's what I fancy, okay?
I fancy.
Now.
Going too long. Hurry up.
I have been working outside for a while now.
Take as long as you need.
As you may or may not know. And what I fancy is seeing these old-timey bastards with their fucking awesome style. Okay?
Awesome style. What do you
yes.
mean?
By mean, These old swag. Guys have their hair combed real slick back and nice. They're always clean shaven. They got the fucking nice button-up shirt, the nice pants. You know what I mean? Old guys, like my grandpa's era.
No pedophile neck beard or anything.
Dude,
like that.
My grandpa's era. Okay, my grandpa's from neck my beard. Grandpa's heyday was the 50s, okay? The 50s fucking era got it right. Okay? Do you see a guy now from the 50s? They've got that shit tight. They're shaving clean. They got their fucking duck fucking haircut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That greaser hairstyle.
Exactly.
They still got that shit. They come from the side, straight to the back, little pompadour in the front.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Before the faux hawk.
And the old guys, dude, my point is, old guys look real clean all the time.
Those guys look gangster as fuck. Like, that old guy, I would not want to fuck with those old guys. Like, our old generation old guys are just going to be
dude, but
bumps.
Out of respect, though. Like, you know what? You look at this old guy and you're like, fuck. I respect the hell
dude,
out of this
guy. Dude,
the
picture you did of your grandpa. I would not want to fuck with that guy. He seems like a cool fucking guy. I don't even know him.
Yeah.
Like, but if
I mean,
seen him, he's a fucking cool guy in my book.
And he's a straight up fucking old guy.
Yeah.
Straight up fucking old traditional morals. And that's all that bullshit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of guys that fit the same. Like, they have to be the same era, right? Like, the same as my grandpa. My grandpa will not go a fucking day without shaving, without having his hair neat. You know what I mean? Without being clean, taking a fucking shower. This guy's always nice, neat, and clean. And you know what? You say what you want about me about this, but I fancy the fuck out of that. Mm-hmm. I like seeing these old dudes in their...
Do you see it like as a lost moral?
I do. We'll I mean, the grunge thing came around. Like, it's kind of cool to be fucking grungy. It's cool to be unshaven, bro. That whole thing.
Especially hipsters took that over.
But I like that whole thing. Like, these old dudes keep that shit up after fucking 50 years.
Yeah.
What? When? No. From the 50s, was it been like 70 fucking 60 years? From the 50s?
70 years.
And they're still like keeping it straight. Clean.
Still handling it.
Clean. Nice.
Are they cock and
together.
Balls?
Together. You know what I mean?
Up too or what?
Huh?
Are they cock and balls?
They're probably sagging pretty low. They're probably sagging
pretty
low. No,
just cleaned up though. You guys do some manscaping, right?
No, they don't do that shit. They're old timeys. So. No. That's our generation.
You guys do manscaping?
But we don't got to see that though. I'm talking about what we see. I'm talking, they look clean, man. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they do look clean.
They look clean.
That to the fullest.
They look fucking clean, bro.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, you see one of those old dudes, again, your grandpa versus my cock-faced cousin or something. I got so much more respect for your grandpa than my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be more afraid of your grandpa than my cousin because grandpa looks like he's been through some shit and he's still handling it.
I got this instructor right now in my my class for my promotion. So we got two old guys training me and my other fucking fellow colleagues. And this other dude,
uninterested.
The same deal. He's got his hair fucking like slicked back. Got the nice shirt, the nice fucking pants, looking clean as shit, shaven. I fancy the fuck out of that. I like it. You're taking pride in yourself, brother.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All right. Lito's dying now. I better close it up quick.
Look at that.
Ah!
Falling over.
Old guys style. I fancy that. And now it's time for the black, darker side of life. The Wuzzy Snipes shade of darkness, of blackness, of style of life. Of what? What? Who? Oh, now it's time
style
for
of life.
The fucking moment. And here we go.
Fuck you!
Nature boy, are you angry?
Yeah, I am.
Can you get in the zone of anger?
But what's
can you get fucking angry?
It's just continuation of what I was talking about earlier. These racist motherfuckers who fucking cross the street when they see a younger person. Maybe they're there's not euthanasia. What's it called?
Euthanasia?
Yeah, there's another word for older people though.
Crippled
ageism. Fucks. Ageism.
Ageism.
There's a
jism.
Jism. Very much jisms. But there's an ageism plight that you can have where you're like threatening old people. But still, one thing I fucking hate
plight.
And I absolutely fucking hate it is, again, as much as assholes that we are, we're a bunch of assholes in this room.
That's like, true.
That's without a doubt.
Yeah.
But now one of
cunty
the
cunty assholes at that.
Cunty assholes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't see you guys being assholes to the older generation.
Oh, fuck
just
no.
Talking about.
Old people are awesome.
Fuck no.
Right? We would all help them out to some degree.
You need your fucking bags fucking carried. Whatever the case is, we would have the best intentions in our forefront.
Do you think that we are the last generation of respect? A little bit of respect, at least?
Yes, that's for sure. Especially if we don't teach it going forward, we are the last generation.
Because I will have, I mean, that. Dude, I have, like, you know, we all have grandparents. Mm-hmm. Or had, doesn't had. Matter. You know, we had that. Sore subject, we asshole. Had, yes, I know, dude. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, fucking Nature Boy. I'm sorry, lost somebody like everyone else in the fucking world. What I'm saying is, we all have been there, dude. We all have that grandparent that meant something special to us, and we have that image in our fucking head. And if we see another old person, we respond with the same fucking reaction as our grandparent, and it's like, oh, you know. That's a like I said, the same fucking old dude that has the same style as your, you know, mm-hmm. as my grandfather, and you won't ever disrespect that guy ever. Exactly. You won't say a fucking word out of line because you know better.
He's another guy.
Do the kids nowadays have that?
Not at all.
Probably not.
Dude, kids nowadays talk back to their parents like I would never dream of.
Yeah,
I would never have the balls to be like, "Fuck you, mom." Like. The closest I got to that, God, which mom, I never so wanted stupid. To, was my brother talking shit to me, saying,
"Shut up, mom.
What did you say, brother? What did you say, Ivan, that you're gonna fuck my mom? What are you talking about?" And then my dad coming like, boom, like slap in the face.
Was that footsteps?
Footsteps running down the hallway.
I thought he was a drummer.
And then me just getting, boom, just knocked the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
With no questions asked. And then I'm hearing my neighbor, my homie Richard, who turned out to be a friend later on, telling his single mom, "Fuck you, mom. I'm not going to do that." I'm like, whoa, I would never dare say that to my parents at all. But what
was that line on The Simpsons when he's like, "Shut up, mom.
Shut up, mom. Yeah. Just buy this for me." That
Bone storm.
Bone I've only story. Typed in my he's name. Like,
all I did was press start.
I've only typed in my name.
Yeah.
Thrill House. But yeah, my fuck you moment goes to those old people who don't give a fuck. Because I've met some old people who are like, they see the kindness in that stranger, young or old, and they're like, all right. But then again, I don't want to be fucking racist, but it's always the fucking opposite. Like Asians, old white people, black people sometimes, depending on what you're wearing. Seriously, just those motherfuckers who don't even want to bother with you because they think you're going to do something. I'm walking two Boston Terriers who weigh 20 pounds combined. What the fuck am I going to do to you?
Yeah.
You know, why am I going to cause any trouble?
He's going to hurt me.
Just fucking stupid, ignorant ass motherfuckers.
So who crossed the street? Whites?
Mostly? Asians mainly.
Asians?
They look the other side, stay quiet, and walk. The whites look the other way and keep walking, walk as far away from you, but they stay on the street.
Maybe the Asians crossed because it was too much temptation seeing your dogs.
Possibly. They're doing me the favor.
Those are look a very tasty. Maybe with they're the doing me the favor. Sauce. And
I'm you know what, dude? Asshole. Eddie Gears is the same way, man. He does it. He fucking gets angry at people walking the sidewalk and doesn't say hi.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
It's the truth. That's the part of like being, you know, we're all living in this world together. Like, why the fuck can you not say
ordinary people?
Like, as you know, I'm a big proponent of like love and just fucking love your neighbor and fucking hippie. Be cool with everybody. That's for reals though. And as much as I might hate somebody, the next day I'll fucking bake them a cake and be like, "I'm sorry, let's fucking just be cool with each other."
Where's my cake?
But seriously, it's just like we're all fucking here. Let's fucking enjoy this time that we got with each other and just be fucking cool. Like that's one thing that, you know, I love that thing in Seinfeld where they're talking about wearing name badges.
Yeah.
He's like, "What's up, Joe? How you doing, Mary?" Like to a certain degree, because back in the day there was the community wasn't swelled up with as much people. You didn't have fucking 2 million people living in Los Angeles. You had 50,000 people living in Los Angeles. And people were fucking cool with each other. Now you got it saturated where there's fucking Litos walking around and they're like, "Oh, I'm gonna lock my doors."
That's true. I do hate a lot of people.
Yeah.
But seriously, there's that type of thing. And people, instead of competing with each other, should be working together. And it's just fucking lost.
He is
and
a hippie,
humanity in general is just fucking out the window.
Well, thank you very much, Moonbeam.
And, so what do you say fuck you to?
I say fuck you to all those people who are not team players in society.
And the team players, anti-team players, you want to say?
Fuck you, anti-team thank players.
Thank you, Nature Boy. And Lito, who do you got?
Mine's going to be... I went to a birthday party today for my godson.
Uh-huh.
And this apartment complex that my aunt lived at was like a little small, tiny speck of an apartment complex. There was like a main courtyard, and she got a jumper, and it seemed like all the fucking kids in the whole apartment complex, it was like a free, open jumper, which is no problem.
Yeah. Okay.
But when a piñata comes out, these fucking no, and she let the kids. My aunt was like, "Hey, more the merrier."
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of kids anyways from the family.
Yeah,
so more the merrier. But the parents were pretty much non-existent, dude. Nowhere around. I mean, this one little fucking kid. We kept on calling him little Bill because he looked just like little Bill. This kid almost got smacked with a fucking piñata stick.
Yeah,
like every fucking time it got swung, dude, this kid was just fucking running around, like, and nobody was like watching him, dude. And another time, this little girl, she passed the barbecue, she got too close and she fucking burned her arm, right? And you would think a good parent would run outside. No, but my aunt, you know, she stops what she's doing with my godson, with her son on her birthday. Make sure the little girl's okay, takes her to the apartment, and the fucking people kind of just like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Don't give a shit.
It was ridiculous, man. And then, like, there was so much blatant bad parenting today that I had my fill. I was like,
does it make you sick? Like, why the fuck did you have even kids?
I was seriously just dumbfounded in hell. I mean, there's this little Bill just ran around, took off his pants, and just pissed on a wall.
No shit.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, this is not happening.
Yeah.
Another chick upstairs at one of the apartments, she was looking down from her patio, and she's just, you know, smoking a bowl or whatever she's doing. It's not the best of the apartments. She's like smoking something, right? She comes downstairs with some fucking, with like her baby. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's fucking parent of the year right there. So my fuck you moment goes to horrible parents. There's bad parents, and then there's horrible fucking parents.
I like it.
I think the cum valve that you want to do, I think
penis
that's
valve.
Too, the penis valve.
Yes.
I think that's too late of a deterrent. I think we should just fucking cap male and female off, and then when you pass the test, like a driver's test, then you can open up the Pandora box. Or the Pandora cock. And then from there, you should be allowed. I mean, I'll say it. I don't give a fuck. I've got a couple cousins that should not have reproduced at all.
Exactly.
And
just more in the way people like fucking Bill Burr says, right?
Reproduced a couple of times. Where I enjoyed my refund check. Like, we were talking about this today. I was like, how are you going to call me, never call me at all, or talk to me, or even like my Instagram pictures, my Instagrams.
Yeah.
But you're going to call me up. Hey, I'm short on rent. Can you let me borrow some money? But
you
then
got
when
that
you...
call today?
No, not today.
Oh.
But
you've gotten that call, though?
I've gotten that call.
Oh,
but,
Christ.
But when it comes to, like,
oh,
you know, I just saw their picture on the Facebooks. Oh, what? New tattoo. Oh, yeah. You know, I got 4 kids, and I just got a check for 12 G's or whatever it is. I can name a bunch of people that should never have kids or just should take kids taken care away.
Be killed, you're saying.
Yeah. So like I said, this isn't a fuck you to bad parents. This is a fuck you to horrible parents.
Nice.
And
I'm behind you.
It's not, I don't feel it's a coincidence because Babadoo just got a brand new second job where she's transporting she's working for, it's not CPS, it's like foster care. She's transporting the kids from the foster care to the
You're going to a foster home.
Redhead like, stepchild.
I feel so bad because she got a picture, like the other day, it's she horrible. Picked up like a 3-year-old baby girl, dude.
Yeah.
And the grandparents are fighting to get this little girl because the parents are like totally just let like you
retards.
Remember, you probably.
Well, my sister-in-law, she does it.
Yeah, you've probably seen Menace to Society, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how the little girl's just crossing the street? Yep. And like she's like, oh, come on, I suck your dick.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be real parents out there like that. And like, it breaks your fucking heart. I saw this picture of the little girl, sent and took a picture. Dude, she's a baby, bro. Like a baby. And
like I said, my sister-in-law does it for LA County.
The grandparents are like fighting so much for this little girl. And the parent, I'm like, so where are the parents at? She's like, oh.
Yeah.
They're out.
Eh.
They're done.
I don't give a fuck.
I was like, wow, you should get your dick chopped off and you should get your vajayjay stuffed.
And they should be killed.
Yeah.
Removed from the planet.
Horrible parents.
Fuck you.
That's a good one, dude.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Parents are horrible.
Yeah. All right.
I'm glad that it's in this
shit before 3 hours has passed.
Horrible parents.
Horrible parents are horrible.
I want to say fuck you too. Oh, man. Here's a story for you guys. Listen to this fucking one. So, like I said, I got to do jobs at certain places at certain times. At this time, I go to a school, right? Norwalk High School. Okay? It might sound like a fucking utopia to you, but it's not.
Norwalk.
So I go to the school. The place I gotta work on in the school is the back, way back at the fucking property, which is big. So then I gotta go to this fucking school office, right, and have the goddamn janitor take me to the back of the goddamn fucking property. It's way in the back. So she's like, I'll have the janitor come and pick you up right now and take you to the back. So I go to the, I go outside past the office, and the janitor comes up in one of those fucking little carts. Those cool fucking carts, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
The actual golf carts, right?
They've got like a truck bed on them, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like we had our high school, right?
Yeah.
They had the trash cans in the back.
Yeah.
So the guy comes out. Okay, I'll take you. I get in the back, and we're driving, and he doesn't know where we're fucking going. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to this back building. And he asked some other dude, where do I go? Oh, okay, you're going back here. Okay, science building back there. Just go right back, right by the fucking faculty lounge. Okay. So we're driving. Here's my fuck you, okay? As we're driving, there's these students going by. Fucking high school students, right? And we're driving through the fucking halls. And there's like a passing period going on. Mm-hmm. And so kids are walking by. And while we're walking by, this guy that I'm driving with is named Bob, right? And while we're driving by, the guy goes, this kid's go, hey, Bob, good fucking job, bro. Way to drive that cart, man. And I'm like, oh, I fucking hate this kid. And we're driving by, and I feel bad for this guy, Bob, you know? He's a good dude,
yeah.
Seems like, you know, just doing this fucking job. We're driving to the back of the property, and as we keep going, more fucking kids, more like idiot kids. Hey, what's up, fucking retard? And I was like, oh, shit, that's fucked up. And then I'm like, oh, shit, is he slow? Because I couldn't tell, really. I mean, at first, when you first meet the guy, he seems fine. But then I'm like, oh, maybe he is slow.
Then you buckled your seatbelt?
Dude, he's driving fast. Those cars are fucking fast, man. I was holding on for my life. And so I'm like, oh, I think he might be slow after all. So we get to the back of the property. I get back there, I do what I gotta do. He waits for me the whole time, like a fucking saint, right? I'm done. And
I thought you were gonna say like a retard.
Nah, come on. So we get back in the cart.
This fucking retard waits for me.
He's like, all right. He's like, you're done. All right, I'll take you back. I was like, okay, cool. Get back in the cart. He's driving fast, you know? And there happens to be more fucking kids running around at this time. And we're driving by, and like, dude, I'm not fucking around, dude. These kids are so fucking mean to this guy. Hey, what's up, retard Bob? Good job, Bob. Way to go helping that guy. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm getting angry. And while I'm going on, like, it's like the more it gets worse. Mm-hmm. Hey, faggot. Like, as we're driving by, faggot Bob. Fuck you, Bob.
I thought they knew you.
No, not me. They're saying, faggot Bob, fuck you, Bob, and this and that.
I was tripping out. I was like, why are they calling you Bob?
And so I'm like, I'm just getting so angry. Like, fuck, dude, these kids are dickheads. And it gets worse, dude. After we're done with the kids, we'll keep driving through the fucking halls. And there's security guards for this goddamn high school. It's a bunch of rowdy fucking kids. The security guards everywhere. At this one point, there's like five security guards hanging out together. And while we're driving by, I look at the security guards, and they're like 20s, right? Late 20s, early 30s, maybe. While we're driving by, the fucking guards go, "Way to go, Bob! Good job! Way to go!" And I'm like, fuck, dude, even the security guards, even they're giving him shit. You know what I mean? And all this guy is doing is his fucking job. And I tell him, "Hey, it must be rough working here, huh? Sometimes these guys are probably pains in the ass." He's like, "Yeah, you won't believe it. You won't believe it." And the look of sadness on this guy's fucking face. I felt like fucking crying, dude. This guy was just barraged with so much shit, you know?
And that's his daily routine.
And you
right?
can tell, yeah, you can tell it's every fucking day, all day long. And I start thinking, like, God damn. Was I a dickhead like this to my fucking, like, school dudes? We had one dude named Jack at our school, right?
Yeah. And Jack everyone was shit talked him, weird.
But he was kind of cool, right?
He was cool.
But everyone, like, kind of shit talked him. "Hey, fucking Jack, what's up, man?" And I was thinking, like, dude, was I one of those? You know, I wasn't one of those guys, to be honest. Now that I think about it, I wasn't that guy.
No.
But.
Because honestly, when Jack had to, he'd be like, "You know, fuck you." Like,
right, right.
"I'm fucking here to fucking govern
shit." Yeah, this guy was a fucking, yeah, this guy was in a guard.
Razor Ramon, dude. That's what he looked
Jack
like.
Jack was a security guard. This guy was a.
Like Razor Ramon.
Hey, yo.
Just retarded.
This guy was a janitor, you know. He was a little, you know what? I realized kind of like a little dumb.
A little
maybe
bit.
Maybe slow. But you know what? I want to say fuck you to these goddamn kids, man.
Damn right.
Disrespectful fucking kids. Dude, I got so angry. I wanted to jump out of the cart and fucking just start punching dickheads out. You know what I mean? I was so fucking angry. Now that I'm older, and it's like, you know, maybe I was in high school, it'd be funny. But now that I'm like.
Not at all, though. Like, you think about us in high school.
I'm thinking like a dumb high school kid. Like, "Oh, it's probably funny. Oh, fuck this guy."
Kids nowadays are fucking stupider.
They're even worse, huh?
Like, I saw these kids at fucking GameStop, and they kept saying, the phrase "fail." Like, "Oh, dude, that was a fucking fail." I'm like, and I saw what they were doing. It was just sucking something stupid. And I was just like, "You guys are fucking retards." Like, you just ran down the side of your mom's leg. Like, you're lucky you came into this world.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots. And those are the same kids who were talking shit to this guy.
Yeah.
And this guy has to hear from all these dumb fucks.
Dude, I saw it in his face, dude. I saw it in his face. The fucking pain. I saw the pain in his face. I felt so fucking bad, dude.
That's horrible. And this dude's putting in work.
Yeah, he's there to work. He's there to make money. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm here to make fucking money. That's it. Do my fucking job and I'm going home. On top of it, I gotta hear shit from not only the kids, but your fellow goddamn coworkers.
That's the worst.
Security
part.
Guards. Just talking shit.
Again, because there's some dumbasses
in front of me, a stranger. You know, that's the ultimate. I mean, okay, fuck with the guy on his own.
Yeah.
But in front of like another stranger, dude, like, don't come on, dude. That's totally fucking wrong.
Like with another stranger in front of you, there's just that natural respect already. Like, let's take Lito. Are you in a management position at Verizon at all?
No.
Are you and all your coworkers like peers? Actually, even that, even as peers, would you ever, you know, fuck for the sake of being funny, but would you ever put your peers down for any given reason?
No.
There would always be like...
Yeah, no, what's going on here is the disrespect level has gone out the fucking window. This is just straight up cruelty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bullyism. It's fucking
who knows what
ridiculous.
Happened to this fucking guy, Bob? Maybe he touched
probably
somebody.
Probably nothing. They just don't like this
probably
guy.
Probably nothing.
It's because he's could slow. He's a target. Yeah. That's all. That's it. He's a slow dude, you know? Yeah. Doing the fucking job that no one wants to do, cleaning up trash, all that shit. "Oh, fucking Bob, clean up my trash, asshole." That kind of shit, dude. Yeah. Fuck those guys,
fucking
man.
Retards.
Fuck. Fucking dude, I was so... Kids. Dude, I'm not kidding you. I was so fucking angry by the time we got done with that little fucking drive.
I can imagine.
On the way back to the car, I was like, I want to go in there and just start punching fucking idiots.
Like we talked about earlier, we're some of the last generation with that moral fiber. it's hard to believe we're on a podcast where we're talking shit all the time, but we got more.
And we're the good guys.
Yeah, exactly, though. It's fucking crazy. Like, I'm teaching my nephews and nieces about that. Like, I want to make sure they're fucking good to people.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't fucking give a shit about that, dude. They can give a shit. As long as they get what they need, that's all they care about. That's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
So to close it out, disrespectful fucking cunty kids. Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Baby's kids.
All right, boys. It's been fun. I'm glad you came, Ninja Boy.
If you say so.
It's good to see you. It's good to see you, Lito. Wish you guys things the same.
As always.
But yeah. All right. And as always, Lito, Nature Boy, we tell our guests.
What do we tell our
guests? Stay dangerous, my friends.
One thing I didn't get to mention, though. Did you guys see that George Takei photo where he said,
should I just cut him off right now?
No, for reals. It's a great nerdy talk.